Connecticut's 98.9 Sports presents High School Football.
They're still battling out there. Third down and three. They will give it off to Hickok again, and he'll back his way through the hole and have another Centura first down across the 45 and down near the 43.
Tonight, it's the final night of the regular season as the Gibbon Buffaloes host the Centura Centurions. High School Football on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
And rolling out is Michael. He'll step up and throw. In coverage, it's caught, and in for the touchdown! Between two defenders, Luke Schuster with the score.
Both squads are in the process of rebuilding, and the winner goes to the offseason with an optimistic outlook for 2012. It's the Centurions and the Buffaloes coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Gibbon with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the final night of the regular season in high school football in the state of Nebraska. Doug Duda, Tony Davis, and our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, live from beautiful Gibbon, Nebraska. The facility's still very new here with the new football field, new press box, new track located on the south side of town. And, of course, now it's adjacent to the brand-new school that opened just over a year ago. And we are glad to be here for this final night of high school football as the Gibbon Buffaloes take on the Centura Centurions. And let's not try and sugarcoat it, Tony. You come into tonight, this is the final game for these two ball clubs. But you look across the central Nebraska area, and we've said this from time to time, there are not a lot of games that on paper should be competitive. Of course, you look last night, there are four or five that shouldn't have been competitive and were. But here you've got two teams that have been playing teams bigger than them most of the season, and finally, after they both won on opening night, haven't been able to find that other win, but somebody, as one of the coaches will tell you here in the pregame show, will go into the postseason or into the offseason with a win, which very few teams in the state do.
Absolutely correct, and I don't know if coming into this year, Gibbon, of course, making the playoffs last year, they expected big things, but they lost the whole line. That's what people forget. Yeah, they were excited. They had a winning season. They did good things last year. All of a sudden, you got two kids from that line, Chad Hartman and the Burn kid over at Hastings. Chad Hartman seeing significant action on the defense for Hastings. I mean, I showed you the type of athlete. They're gone. Not only them, three other kids. They're gone. They had no line coming back. They're young. They're small. That's the key there. You go over to the other side of the ball, they don't have any upperclassmen.
Three seniors.
They got three seniors. They just don't have a lot of upperclassmen. You got the quarterback, Greg Hansen's son is a freshman quarterback. He's at the control. He's not going to do anything fancy, but he's not going to turn the ball over either. And that's what they like about him.
Well, you got a couple of teams that are comparable to each other tonight and should have a little pep in their step, a little zip tonight, knowing that they can win the football game here this evening. So we'll find out how things play out. You've got some goals to be attained. Both the coaches talked about that, and Greg Hansen and Mark McLaughlin, and a couple of the running backs trying to get to 1,000 yards tonight. These teams want to run the football. They don't do much passing, although you'll see maybe a little bit more passing here from the Buffaloes than you would from Centura as the season has progressed on. As you'll hear from the coaches, Mark McLaughlin, you can tell he's down because they made the playoffs last year, and he goes, you can't have a rebuilding year every other year. You have to be able to get a base and get it going, and that's why he's disappointed at the record this year. Not necessarily at the effort, it's just that they know you've got to get something going, get more kids interested, get more kids in the weight room, get more kids to practice, get more kids out for football. And for Centura, they had that losing streak that was the longest in the state until they broke it last year. They're just trying to take baby steps here. And Coach Greg Hansen, who has had a lot of success, is trying to get this Centura program back to where it was quite a few years ago.
Well, Doug, one of the seniors they rely on is Logan Oliver. He's a 260-pound senior. Other than that, you look up and down the roster, the next biggest kid, it doesn't matter if he plays or not. They've got two kids that are 180, you go to 170, and then everything else is below that. They're not a big football team. This is C1 football. You know, when you're going against Minden, when you're going against teams like, you know, Grand Island Central Catholic, They've got more kids out than they do, and they got bigger kids out than they do.
Well, and as some of the coaches joked, you know, it'd be nice to go down to C2. No, it wouldn't. Hastings, St. Cecilia, Kearney Catholic, Cambridge, North Platte, St. Pat's, those are all C2 schools. We've been talking about how D2 might be able to take care of D1. Well, I think there's a lot of C2 schools in this area that would take care of the C1 schools in this area. You take out Pierce and Norfolk Catholic in C1, I think there's a ton of C2 schools that would be in the top five, have a chance to be in the top five there of Class C1. But that's all in the future. Tonight, it's about trying to get a win and end your season on a positive note. Doug Good and Tony Davis with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and, as always, on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com, you can hear any of the games we broadcast. That includes tonight, Adams Central and Hastings High in their games, and here the Centura and Gibbon ball game from Gibbon. When we come back, we'll hear from the coaches, starting with Greg Hansen of Centura, then Mark McLaughlin of Gibbon, and the starting lineups coming your way as well. Keep it here on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
And we're back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on this final Friday night of the season as Centura travels to Gibbon. Doug Duda joined by the head football coach of the Centurions in his second season with their program, Greg Hansen. And they get ready to try, just like Gibbon, to get their second win of the season tonight to wrap things up on a high note. And, Coach, I guess you look at the records, but then you look at the competition, you look at how close you are. And I know from the outside people are saying, hey, you're getting better. But that close but no cigar is always tough when you're working day in and day out with these kids and they want to win.
That's exactly right. You know, the kids, they're working hard, just like you said, and we have to keep things in perspective here and stay positive with the kids. You know, we've made tremendous strides from even last year to this year and 2 years ago, and I think the kids realize that. It's just the thing that we have to teach our kids is we talk about success in football is three things. We talk about assignment, technique, and effort. And as we watch film and break things down with the kids and show them what they're doing right and doing what they're doing wrong, when we miss a play or something bad happens, it's one of those three things that didn't happen. And when we do all three of those things and, you know, we're fundamentally sound and do our job, good things happen. And when that happens more and more on a consistent basis, the wins will start coming.
And then you look, almost every team on your schedule this year was kind of in the same boat you were. They wanted to get better. They were in that 500 or below 500 realm for quite a few years. A Sandy Creek, a Cozad has been struggling. Even Centennial finished 3-5 before they made the playoffs last year. So everybody was eager and hungrier to play better this year.
That's correct, too. You know, and we had played a brutal schedule, and you know, you mentioned Sandy Creek and Centennial, both teams that are up and coming and very good teams, and Cozad has improved as well this year. You know, the thing that we see on the rosters is we play a lot of schools that have 50-plus kids. You know, when you come with a 26-player roster, you know, it's a little bit harder, but, you know, we're not laying on that and making excuses. You know, our freshmen, we have four or five freshmen that start on defense and two that start on offense, and they know when they're in the game Friday night, they're not freshmen, they're just another football player, and you know, I got to credit our young kids for stepping up and playing an 8-game regular season in varsity, and then we actually completed a 7-0 undefeated JV season as well. So we have freshmen and sophomores that are playing 15 games this year.
That is keeping them. It's fun. It's fun when you're winning, but also it probably gets a few kids beat up and tired. So a way to build the program. So we like the way that the future could be looking here. And Greg Hansen, the head football coach at Centura, with us. When you play the young kids,
obviously 90% of the time, that just means they haven't physically matured. And on the line, you might actually get a good matchup tonight with Gibbon.
Right. We feel like that, you know, I know Mark real well. We're good friends, and we're similar boats. We're playing some younger kids. I think Gibbon actually has less kids on their roster than we do, and that's the first time we've had that all year. And I've watched Gibbon on film, and those kids will come out and hit you. And we've talked to our kids, you know, just because they're 1-6, hey, we're 1-6 as well. You better be ready for a game.
Austin Kasperson, they've got the Van Meter kid. You've got Austin Kasperson, but you've also kind of got a couple of other kids that can back him up. Jake and Ryan do a good job carrying the football as well. So maybe you have a few more weapons, but you still want to run the football.
Oh, there's absolutely no doubt about it. Every single game that you know, we play, we know we have to be able to run the ball, and we need to be able to stop the run. And, you know, if we become, you know, if we can run the ball, then our passing game becomes better. But if they force us into passing situations, we're in a little bit of trouble. On the other side, if we can make the other team one-dimensional, shut down the running game and make them throw, we have the advantage.
As you take a look at this Gibbon football team, and we mentioned, or I mentioned, Eli Van Meter, is he what you have to focus around, and what are some of the other things that you have to pay attention to? They don't throw the ball a lot, but they might throw it a little bit more than you do.
Right. You know, Van Meter's a good running back, 1,000-yard rusher from last year, and I think he's close. He's got a shot at it this year. We're hoping he doesn't get it, obviously. But, you know, their quarterback's a good quarterback. He can throw a good ball. And what we're worried about is, you know, it seems like Van Meter's the guy they're trying to get the ball to, but they do have some other weapons as well, so we can't just say we're going to stop number 26. We have to play assignment football, do our job. If we do that consistently, good things will happen.
Centura head football coach Greg Hansen with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Tonight you've got a few kids that are either making their first start of the year or their first start at a different position. And you're at that point of the year where you can do that because you're not playing for a playoff spot and all the things that go along with that. Is that out of necessity, or you just want to gauge the talent of some of these kids?
Well, you know, we had a starter on offense that went to the FFA National Convention, so you know, when you have a small roster, it's kind of like the Rubik's Cube. One kid's out, you got to move people around. So we moved Cam Aiken, who's probably our best offensive lineman, one of our best. We moved him to tight end because we know he can catch the ball and he's pretty fast as well. And then we plugged the sophomore into the line. And then we actually, one person is gone and we moved three people around. So we moved a tackle to center, our center to guard, and then we plugged sophomore in at the other side tackle that was vacated. Defensively, we did have an injury, so we got a nice senior football player in Ryan Hanasek, who is a fast football player, and he's smart. He can play multiple positions, so that didn't take much to plug him into that outside linebacker spot.
And Coach will probably call the name Jacob Hickok quite a few times tonight, not just offense, but he's leading your team defensively in tackles. Tell me a little bit about him.
Well, Jake's just a hard-nosed player. He's a, you know, works really hard in the weight room, and he's what we call our team is blue collar. You know, he's going to stick his nose in and do his job every time. He's not afraid to get his pants dirty, and he's going to give you 100%.
Finally, Greg, what does a win mean tonight?
Well, a win tonight obviously kind of validates the process. And, you know, we went from, you know, several years with no wins to one win my first year here, and then, you know, we get a win tonight that's 100% improvement. We really feel like that we, you know, let a couple, two or three other games get away. So we need to get this win tonight to double our win total and jumpstart us with a positive ending to this year into next year.
It could come down to all your losses here in between could be to teams that are playing in the playoffs.
Yeah, we do play a pretty brutal schedule, and honestly, we feel like those teams that are on our schedule are not just barely, you know, skimping into the playoffs. You know, Sandy Creek's going to be a high seed. Centennial will be a good seed. You know, GICC, traditionally a good team. So we don't feel like we're playing a lot of 3-5 type teams. I think we're playing more teams that are like 6-2, 5-3, that'll get that first-round win, and we competed with them all year long, and that's what we have to keep telling our kids. You know, we're not getting the wins, but boy, we're getting a lot closer. And when people leave Centura or after a Centura game, they know they've been in a football game.
Well, Coach, continued success to you in the program, and we continue to look and see as these kids will mature and become even better athletes. And best of luck in the game tonight here in Gibbon.
Okay, I appreciate the coverage.
That's Centura head football coach Greg Hansen joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back and talk with Mark McLaughlin of Gibbon right after this on Classic Hits.
Weekend mornings are hard to wake up and get going. So Sportsman's Restaurant is giving you a reason to get up and get to Gibbon for a full breakfast menu Saturdays from 6 to 10, and all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet and fresh fruit bar on Sundays for only $5.95. And as if that's not enough to make the short drive to sunny downtown Gibbon, Sportsman's is doing a Sunday brunch buffet from 11 to 2 for only $7.95 as well. Sportsman's, giving you a reason to get up this weekend.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. Final night of the football season. Gibbon coach Mark McLaughlin joins us here. And, Coach, we take a look at this final night of the season. Obviously, this is not a game that's going to keep the season going along, but it is for bragging rights and maybe to get a good feeling going into the off season. We had talked before about how hard it was to take a step backwards, even though you have a very young football team. I guess just your overall thoughts right now as you enter this final football game of the year.
I think you kind of summed it up there. You know, we don't have the tangible reward to play for here where, you know, you win, you keep going. But there is a lot on the line. You always want to walk out of a season with a good taste in your mouth. And if you can win that last game, that goes a long ways, you know. And for most teams, their season's going to end with a loss. Coming in the playoffs and you know, even though we aren't going to get there, still, if you can end the season on a win, that gives you a good taste in your mouth going into the off season. Aside from that, we have a lot of kids that have done some really good things this year, and Eli Van Meter's looking to break the 1,000-yard mark again, and that's very doable. We've got a couple kids on defense that are towards the top of the tackling list in the state, and you know, we've got kids that are playing for the team, but they're also playing for some individual recognition that's much deserved. So I'll be interested to see how we come out tonight.
Well, and you look at your roster, too. I only count three seniors, and not all of those play significant minutes. So you are young. This isn't just something that's made up. You are playing a lot of kids that in the next couple of years you hope this year was a building block for.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it, I guess. You know, the three seniors will be missed next year. But if you look top to bottom, you know, we're pretty young, and we start four or five sophomores and I think five or six juniors and maybe one senior. But I guess, you know, my opinion is using youth as a excuse that's exactly what it is. It's an excuse. We do have a lot of younger kids, but at the same time, this is the eighth game of the year. You know, they're not young anymore. They've been playing for seven games. So, yes, age-wise and maturity maybe a little bit young, but they got the experience now, and it'll certainly help us next year too. So something to build on, but I also think it's kind of a cop-out to use it as an excuse.
Mark McLaughlin, the head football coach at Gibbon, talking to us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. You run into the same type of opponent tonight. They're in the same boat you are as Centura. What is your observations on their football team?
Hard-nosed, block well, tackle well, play hard. I mean, Coach Hansen has done a phenomenal job over there. You know, last year they broke that losing streak they'd been on, and I know that if you asked him right now, he would probably tell you he's a little bit disappointed in the win-loss record, and especially with some of the games that they've hung in there. But anybody that knows Coach Hansen or that follows the program would also be able to tell you that despite the win-loss record this year, they are a much, much, much improved team. They do everything fundamentally sound. I mean, they run well, they tackle well, they block well, and when it comes down to it, there's nothing better than that in football. So they're kind of fighting the same battles we are with not a lot of kids out and stuff, but anybody that writes Centura or pencils them in as a W on their schedule for next year is making a big, big, big mistake.
Well, and as you've said, both of the teams, yours and Centura's, have shown signs this year. Just a couple of weeks ago, before playing one of the best teams or the best team on your schedule in Minden, you gave Lincoln Lutheran all they wanted. Centura gave Central Catholic all they wanted. Centennial all they wanted. So as you come into this final game with both teams looking to get just that second win of the season, I guess you can maybe kind of tell during the week of practice what the pep and the step is like for your kids. How has practice went for you this week?
Pretty good. I mean, like we said, there's no playoffs, but they're still excited about playing football, and that's how it should be. You know, it's a privilege. Playing football is a privilege, and if it ever gets to be the point where they're not excited about it, then we don't want them anymore. And I think Coach Hansen would agree with that too. You know, it's unfortunate when you only have 20 or 25 kids out for football, but at the same time, I'd take my 25 kids over somebody else's 45 kids because my 25 kids want to play. And a lot of times when you get 45 or 50, you're getting kids where mom and dad made them come out. And if mom and dad made them come out, you think they're going to play hard? No.
Mark McLaughlin, head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes, one more time. You talked about a lot of the kids just in the very opening statement, but Eli Van Meter, as you said, has got a chance to get to 1,000 yards. He's your workhorse. Are you going to have to just put the ball in his hands to be successful in this game?
Well, yeah, for our offense, the more he touches the ball, typically the better. You know, he's a playmaker, and I think right now he has close to 160 carries, maybe 158, and he's got about 825 rushing yards, give or take one or two. And then on the receiving in the passing game, he's caught, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 balls, something like that. So we try to get him, you know, we try to get him a catch or so a game, or we look to throw to him a couple times a game maybe, we also try to, I mean, our offense is a run offense, you know, and he's the running back, so he's going to get the rock probably 30 times, and if we find something else that's working, he knows that that's part of being on the team is, you know, right now if giving him the ball 30 times is our best bet to win the game, then that's what he'll do. And if it means we need to put him out at receiver and throw the ball, or we need to hand the ball to our fullback, whatever's going to help the team win, he'll be okay with.
Well, Mark, hopefully we've got a very good competitive ball game between these two teams, and the Buffs can end the year on a high note. We sure appreciate you letting us be over here and wrap up the season with you guys. Good luck.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate all you guys do for our sport and our kids.
Thanks so much, Mark. Mark McLaughlin, head football coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes. We'll be back here in Gibbon to take a look at the starting lineups right after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9.
And welcome back, everyone, to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, Tony Davis with you here from Gibbon as Gibbon takes on Centura tonight in the final game of the season. It's time to take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's high school football game brought to you by our friends at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to FivePointsBank.com and check out Solutions. It's products and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is simply better. First off for Centura, the center is number 78, a 6-foot, 270-pound junior, Nick Sir. The guards are number 70, 6-foot, 200-pound senior, Jake Hebner. And number 74, a 5'10", 175-pound junior, Aaron Williams. The tackles are number 51, 5'5", 190-pound senior, Cody Kinn. And number 57, a 5'10", 160-pound sophomore, Tyler Sokol. The tight ends, number 28, a 5'9", 155-pound sophomore, Jacob Osborne. And number 82, 6'2", 210-pound senior, Cameron Aitken. The wingbacks are number 5, 6 foot, 165-pound senior Austin Kasperson, the leading rusher on this football team. And the second leading rusher is number 44, 5, 970-pound sophomore Jacob Hickok. The fullback is number 20, a 5, 10-155-pound senior Ryan Hanasek. And the quarterback of the Centurions is number 17, a 5'8", 140-pound freshman in Michael Hansen. The Centurions are coached by Greg Hansen, assisted by Scott Kerenick, Nate Weaver, and Roger Wooden, 1-6 on the season, getting the season-opening win against Fillmore Central, 26-19. Among their losses, a 2-point loss to Cozad, an 8-point loss to Centennial, a 7-point loss to Grand Island Central Catholic, all headed to the playoffs. In fact, as you heard, I think all of Centura's opponents are going to be in the playoffs this season that defeated them. Now for the Gibbon Public School Buffaloes. On the offensive line is number 55, a 5'10", 260-pound senior Logan Oliver. Number 56, a 5'11", 180-pound sophomore Ryan Newyear. Number 58, a 6'1", 175-pound junior Derek Kroll. Number 72, a 5'11", 195-pound sophomore Victor Rodriguez. And Adrian Banuelos could play on the line, could see some time at fullback tonight wearing number 6 or 64. He's a 6'195-pound junior. The tight end is number 2, a 6-foot, 160-pound sophomore, Ryan Milks. At wideout, number 10, a 5'9", 135-pound junior, Nick Fulmer. The slot back is number 17, a 5'8", 140-pound junior, Luke Schuster. The fullback is number 21, a 5'10", 160-pound sophomore, Dakota Kenton. The I-back is number 26, 5'8", 140-pound junior, Eli Van Meter, the leading rusher on this team. And the quarterback, number 4, 6-foot, 160-pound junior, Brett Bettenfeld. The head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes is Mark McLaughlin, assisted by Andy Walker, Matt Taha, Mike Bennett, D.J. Plouts, and Sean Hanks. They're 1-6 on the season after their season-opening win against Ainsworth. They pushed a couple of teams, including Lincoln Lutheran, who's headed to the playoffs, a 1-point loss in Lincoln midway through the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by your friends at Five Points Bank, the better bank. And, Tony, somebody going to pick up a win here on the final night of the season.
Yeah, I think it's coming down to the line play. Both of the people that can run the football, but they got to get holes open for them to do that. And I think whoever wins the line of scrimmage, probably look at Gibbon to be a little bit quicker, but you look at Centura, it'll be quite a bit bigger.
You look at the on the paper, Centura's probably played some other teams closer, but you just don't know how things are going to play out tonight. It is the blue and white of the Gibbon Buffaloes, the maroon and white of the Centura Centurions, and we're about ready to get high school football action underway here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, and Carroll. And don't forget, folks, you can check it out at flatriverpreps.com. We'll come back with our injury report, and we'll also get ready for the opening kickoff tonight on this final night of the regular season after this timeout.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Butcher, car, or truck, back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
It's GMC Truck Month time at Killian Motors of Kearney, and this would be the ideal time for you to check out the best Sierra ever, the 2011 GMC Sierra. If you're a well-qualified buyer, you can get 0% APR for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash allowance and 1 year of Sirius XM satellite radio. For the best selection and huge Truck Month savings, now is the time to get into Killian Motors. In Central, Kearney.
Let's take a look at tonight's injury report on this final night of the regular season, brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. When you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now in Wood River. There's one near you, so tell your doctor you and Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back into the game of life. Tony, what do we have?
On the given side of things, Kalen Hines, number 85, out with a knee injury. Leo Murillo out with a shoulder injury, and Garth Stroh sitting this one out with an ankle injury. On the Centura side of the ball, an ankle injury is sidelining Wade Bentley tonight, along with number 23, Levi Rosenquist. He's out with a concussion. And the big injury of the night is Ben Roth. He was a player that made plays for this team. He had one of those Joe Theismann breaks versus Minden, a very scary situation. No ligament damage, no nerve damage. They set the leg, no surgery. He looks to be back by the end of football, so that's almost a miracle deal. But
by end of basketball, back by the end of basketball.
An unbelievable injury there.
Chance also to be here for the track season is what they're hoping for. That is a look at your starting, your injury report brought to you by the fine folks at Family Physical Therapy. When there's an injury, Family Physical Therapy gets you back into the game of life. Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now in Wood River. Centura will kick the ball off. It's going to be a short kick picked up at the 26-yard line here by the Gibbon Buffaloes, and they'll bring it up to about the 34-yard line, and our football game is underway. Gibbon moving from left to right or north to south. As you view it along your radio dial, Centura will be moving from right to left.
Well, obviously, you want to come out here, and you think Van Meter's going to get the ball. That's what they seem to do, and I know Centura knows that as well.
So, first down and 10, Van Meter a chance to get to 1,000 yards on the season. They'll line up in the I formation, give it to him right up the middle of the football field, test that Centura line, and he'll push forward for 2, maybe 3 yards up to about the 37-yard line. It'll be a 3-yard gain, second down and 7.
And that was fancy there. Obviously, just trying to tackle-to-tackle football, and you're going to see a lot of that both sides of the ball tonight.
Gibbon goes with a little bit of a hurry-up offense here. No huddle, but they're not really, really running a quick offense. They just try to get to Centura, get a look at them. I formation again. This time, Ben Felt wants to drop back and pass, has a little bit of pressure, steps up. He's going to tuck it up and attempt to run, but he's going to be dropped behind the line of scrimmage back at the 33-yard line. In on the tackle for Centura, Aaron Williams will get the sack.
Yeah, good job by Williams running him down. Looked like Benfeld was going to be shifty enough to get away, but he secured him and dropped him for the loss.
You know, you're kind of in that situation, too. You look at your first read, the way these kids have been playing against bigger teams all year. You don't have a lot of time when you're back there to throw that football. And Benfeld now rolls to his right on 3rd and 10, underneath, complete to the 42. 45 stays inbound, 50 into the Centurion territory. Brought down at the 46-yard line is going to be Nick Fulmer at a first down.
Yeah, nice pass right where on the money, allowed Fulmer to get up the field and pick up the first down.
So Benfeld makes a nice frozen rope out here and a good piece of running then by Fulmer. It's going to be a 21-yard completion, and Gibbon will have the first down of the ball game as they get into Centurion territory at the 46-yard line. Benfeld will send his fullback or his slot back in motion, Schuster. Toss sweep to the left side, Van Meter looking to get outside. Cuts it back up inside as he gets to the hash mark, and he's going to dive forward for maybe a yard to the 45-yard line.
That's one of those Van Meters. You can see the sideline kept coming in faster and faster. They were stringing out the play. He just dropped his shoulder and got what was little was there.
Second down and 9. Ball at the Centura 45-yard line. Opening drive of the football game. We're 2 minutes in and scoreless. Gibbon has the football. The fullback is Dakota Kenton. The I-back is going to be, again, Van Meter. Out of the straight snap, they're going to give it on the pass play. Benfeld out to Fulmer again at the 40. Falls forward to the 39. He's going to get about 6 yards on the play. It'll be third down.
A pass for some right there for the stop, but Benfeld delivered the ball right where it had to be.
same type of pass play that they got the first down on. This time he was just wrapped up a little bit quicker. It'll be third down and two. Homer split out wide to the left. Not a lot of variance in the formation here so far. With Kenton, the fullback, they'll turn, give it to Van Meter over the right side, and he is not going to be ankle tackled, but he's going to be held up long enough to be pushed back, and he's going to be close to the first down marker. He had found the seam there, Tony, but one of the defensemen there, and I'm going to try and pick up his number, that's Aitken, had him down around the ankle, and they stood him up. He couldn't get out of that ankle tackle, and it took a while, but Centura finally came over and pushed him down, but he does have the first down at the 36.
Yeah, you see a little bit of urgency here. The coach saying, let's go, guys. Let's go. Get up there and let's get them on their heels a little bit.
So first and 10 again on the opening drive here for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Ball of the near hash near the Gibbon sideline at the 36-yard line. First down and 10. They'll give it to the fullback, Kenton, this time, and he'll bust forward for a couple of tough yards to about the 33-yard line.
Yeah, one of those quick hitters. Everybody's keying on Van Meter, so they give it off up the middle, and he's able to pick up just a couple. But if he's been able to break that one tackle, it could have had a big play on that.
So second down, we'll call it seven here on Kenton's first carry of the ball game. Take a little extra time here, and Benfelt looks over the defense. Takes the cadence, hands it off to Van Meter over the left side, got a little room to the 30, gets to the 29, maybe up to the 28-yard line, and so one big play, but they're chewing off 3-4 yards at a crack here, Tony. It's going to be third and four, maybe three. We'll give him a 4-yard gain.
Jacob Hickok comes up, number 44, from the linebacker position to make that stop for the Centurions. He's a sophomore. He's sophomore, junior, freshman all night in this ballgame, both sides. Very, very young.
Third down, 3 yards to go. Again, I formation with the slot left side. That's Schuster. Benfelt gives it to Van Meter, tries to come right off left guard, and this time it is not going to be work. He's going to get swarmed under. Aitken comes in there. They've moved him around offensively, but not defensively as a linebacker. He comes in there and drops Van Meter for no gain. It'll be fourth down and three, but a spot on the field where Gibbon can probably go for it.
Yes, there's no decision here. They just quarterback goes over, gets the play from coach, says, here we go, guys.
So fourth down and three, the ball will be marked at the 29-yard line of Centura on the opening drive. Can Gibbon convert here and keep things going here in the first quarter? Benfelt takes the snap. He fakes the handoff. It's an end around here to Schuster. Schuster is not going to go anywhere because Cameron Aitken is there to make the play and drop him for a 2-yard loss back to the 31. Gibbon will give it over on downs, but a successful opening drive, and Centura will take over.
Yeah, Aitken was there along with Hickok to drag him down. Never did go for the fake. He tried to bounce him outside. Then when he saw that they had speed to the outside, he tried to cut it back up, and there was just too much pursuit from the backside.
So Centura will now take over the football here with 7:41 to go in a scoreless first quarter of play. And it's going to be out of the wing tee, a turn and a handoff. They've got two wing backs, and this one is Caspersen. He's their leading rusher, and he's going to make it up to about the 35-yard line.
Yeah, Caspersen on the year rushing 715 yards on this season. That's about over for the Centurions. Both these teams, Van Meter, still 176 yards when the game started from that elusive 1,000-yard mark.
4-yard gain there. This is like the Minden offense as they get set up, move the wing back to the slot back on the left side, and they'll hand it off to the second wing back, Jacob Hickok, and crash him over the right side, and he'll make it up to about the 38, 39-yard line. It's going to be third down, and we'll call it 3 yards to go.
Very, very difficult to defend this offense because once you break past the initial, they got everybody up so close to line, you get your defense up so close to line. Once they break that initial barrier, big plays can happen.
So third down and three here for Centura at their own 39-yard line. Hansen, the quarterback. Everybody was in about 2 yards of that line of scrimmage. Caspersen in motion. They go on a toss sweep. He comes to the near side, gets to the 40, breaks the tackle 45, and we pushed out of bounds just short of midfield, and the Centurions will have their first down.
It looked like they had the Buffaloes had an opportunity, and he was able to juke a couple people and get outside and then just tightrope the sideline for a few extra yards.
9-yard gain, and it'll move the ball up to the 47-yard line. First down and 10 here for Centura. 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless. Hickok is the wing back to the left, Kasperson to the right. And this time they're going to give it to the fullback, and there is absolutely nothing there for Ryan Hanisek. Given figured that one out and swallow him up for no gain.
Yeah, Dakota Kenton flies around to the football like Levante David on that play.
Well, and you've got to think, it's an attitude tonight, too, Tony. We've talked about it. You've got to have the proper attitude tonight.
Yeah, you know, this is, you know, it's a fun football team. Both these teams think they can finish this year with a win, so go out and lay it on the line, and then what? We'll take a couple, 3 weeks off and get the winter sports season.
So it'll be second down and 10 here at the 47. No change in the formation. The freshman Hanson, all he has to do is transfer it from one to another. Now they ask him to throw the ball. Rolls out, the lefty casts it out there, and it's going to be tipped and almost intercepted. Trying to get it out to Kasperson, and in on the coverage that time, tipping the ball away is Nick Fulmer, who had a couple of catches on offense. He had his tight end underneath there in a Aitken, but went for the little bit deeper ball, and by deeper ball, I meant it was a 10-yard pass. And you got a freshman back there. He doesn't have a strong, strong arm, so you're not going to be able to go deep downfield either.
No, and when he put a little bit, you know, quite a bit more air under the ball than he needed to, and Fulmer was able to run it down and bat the ball down.
So third down and 10 now for Centura, and they will send Hanisek in motion. Pass it again. Come out here in the flat. This time it's complete at the 45-yard line. The tackle made right at the first down marker by Luke Schuster. And this time it is complete to Kasperson, and it all depends on the mark. I think they're going to be short, Tony. It's going to be fourth down and one.
Well, that's a pretty well-thrown ball that time by Hanson. He fires it out there. Schuster was right on his heels. He tried to turn upfield and pick up the first down, but Schuster is able to shove him out of bounds.
Hanson runs all the way over to the sideline to talk to his dad and head coach, get the call. They're going to go for it. It's fourth and one at the given 44-yard line, so this could be a big one for the Buffaloes. They're going to stack that box with nine guys in there. They'll turn. They'll hand it to Hanisek over the right side. Excuse me, that's Hickok over the right side. He's got the first down to the 40-yard line, a gain of four.
Well, that's a good thing Ryan Niehauer, the sophomore Niehauer, was able to trip him up on that play, because otherwise he bounced that outside.
Yeah, it looks like we got to get a little equipment problem out there for one of the Centurions. 5:26 to go here in the first quarter. Scoreless between Gibbon and Centura. We remind you, if you're out there at a different football game tonight or even watching something on the web somewhere, we invite you to go ahead and send us your score on the Valentino score line. You can text it to us, 308-646-0506, 308-646-0506, and this time it will be a fullback blast with Hanisek. He'll come straight ahead and get some good yardage for a fullback blast. It's going to be a 3-yard gain down to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, we've got a man down for the Buffalo. Somebody in that interior defensive line slow to get up. That was Dakota Kenton. He says, I'm fine.
Does get up, ready to go. Second down and seven of a scoreless first quarter here. Now we've got a little bit different look. Single wing to the left side, line up with Kasperson to the backfield, toss to the left side, finds a hole, gets to the 30, gets to the 25, and he's going to be brought down at the 24-yard line, a gain of 12, so they'll give him a running head start there, and that worked out the best of any of their run plays so far.
Yeah, that looks similar to a victory formation almost. One guy deep, everybody up tight to the line, they just flip it back there. Looks like he got an advantage on the outside. They just made a nice get hole for him.
So first down and 10 again on the opening drive for Centura. Gibbon had a couple of first downs, marched it down to the 31, gave it up on downs. Now Centura, after converting a fourth down, is on their way. Toss sweep right side. They get it to Kasperson, but coming in to grab him before he could make the turn on the corner is going to be Ryan Newyear. So Newyear already has done a couple of nice things here on this drive defensively for the Buffaloes.
Logan Oliver also right there.
So second down and 10. First time that Kasperson didn't pick up any yards on that one. Second down and 10. Ball on the far hash at the 24-yard line here. Hanson fakes the toss sweep, goes on the inside to Kasperson. He'll crash over the left end for minimal gain to about the 21-yard line. It'll be third and seven.
Kasperson runs right over the back of Hanisek. Hanisek gets up and says, what are you doing? He says, well, move your guy out of my way. I'll run by you.
So third down here for Centura. First quarter blazing along on Classic Hits 98.9 because they've been keeping it on the ground for the most part, down to 3:15 in a scoreless first quarter. Now a totally different look. Four men, not wideouts, but they're all spread out, and they give it to Kasperson trying to get to the left side. He's grabbed by the back of his jersey and thrown down as he gets to the 20-yard line. There's Luke Schuster again.
Schuster, new year. Good job by the Buffaloes stringing that out. That's what you want to do. They just run down the line vertically and then make the tackle.
Well, Kasperson gets no gain. It's going to be fourth down and seven at the 21-yard line. Obviously, going to go for it. Don't have a field goal kicker that wants to try a 38-yarder. So let's see what Hansen does here. They'll put him in the shotgun with Twins to the right, one of the slot. He looks to the right, going to throw for the end zone for Aitken. There's contact, and the ball is in and out of the hands of Aitken, and it is incomplete. No flag. Gibbon will take over on down.
Both of them are looking back for that football, and there look to be feet getting tangled up, and the official just decided not to drop the flag.
And again, Tony, not because of the rot injury, but they missed a kid. Aitken comes off the line. They move him to tight end. They've had to move three or four kids to different positions here tonight for Centura.
Well, Coach Hansen's saying five or six freshmen starting for this defense. I mean, that shows you how young this team is.
First down and 10 here now for Gibbon as they take over. Both teams went for it on fourth down. Both teams made it once, didn't make it once. Quentin Rockefeller runs into play here for the Buffaloes, starting at their 21-yard line. And Ben Felt going to turn and hand it off on the right side, and nothing there. Back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it for Van Meter.
Yeah, Hickok in on the stop again. 44 is all over the place so far here in the first quarter for the Centurions.
As always, I want to thank the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Playoffs begin in Class C and D Thursday, A and B Friday. Plenty of area teams will be competing. One more week in the regular season for volleyball. Sub-districts begin on the 31st on Halloween. We'll see Gibbon at the sub-district with Adams Central and Kearney Catholic and Minden and St. Paul. As the handoff goes over the right side, Van Meter gets a little more yardage out to the 25. It'll be third and six.
Yeah, good job of just trying to bounce that thing. Once he got people wrapped him up, he's able to jump forward and get a good spot on it.
So kind of a calming start for both teams. They've seen some good things offensively, and then defensively both teams have come up with stops here. And 2 minutes to go first quarter, we're scoreless.
Let's go back to throw that little out pass again.
Yeah, let's see if they can get comfortable now and know that they've got a chance to do some things, and we've got a false start here on Gibbon. There was a jump by Centura, made the right guard stand up for Gibbon, and that'll bring up third down and 11. That is our first penalty of the ball game.
And now the little out pass is probably out, but maybe if you get that cornerback to go on that out pass, you get a little, you know, the little wheel route we saw last night, something like that.
Maybe a little hitch and go at some point there, what you're looking for. Schuster slot left, line up in the I formation. One right out to the left side is Fulmer. Ben Felt looking that way. Comes set, throws it underneath. The ball is tipped and incomplete, trying to get it to Schuster out of the backfield.
Lucas Kine in on the coverage for the Centurions. I think he went for the interception. The ball went right through his hands. He was thinking six all the way.
So the first incompletion for Ben Felt in our first punt of the night. And Adrian Banuelos is back there to punt it away. Fourth down and 11 for Gibbon at their own 20-yard line. And back deep for Centura is Austin Kasperson and Michael Hansen. And the rugby-style punt is a beauty. He kicks it over their heads by about 15 yards, and it goes out of bounds at the 30-yard line. How about a 50-yarder for Banuelos?
Looked like he didn't know if he thought if he had an opening, if he was going to take off. He took about four or five steps and then boots the ball. It never was a real high kick, but it just shot over their head.
Adrian Banuelos doesn't look like he's taken off anywhere unless it's about a fourth and one.
I'm just saying he took off towards the line of scrimmage four or five steps.
Rugby punt.
Okay. I know what you're saying, but folks, it was a different style of rugby punt.
First down and 10. Heck, they're even going to make it a 52-yard punt. They're going to mark the ball back at the 28-yard line. Centura has it first and 10 there, second possession of the ball game. We're scoreless, and it'll be Hickok over the right side. He's going to make it up to the 30-yard line, a gain of two. And, Tony, nothing too special here. In fact, Centura right now, and we've seen enough Minden football, and if you're a Minden fan, you know what we're talking about. If not, there's really nobody else to compare it to. They're just so close to the line with that double wing, with that wing T double wing formation. This looks like where Minden was, not necessarily record-wise, but where they were 3 or 4 years ago before they had a passing threat, before they had a bigger line and could do the things that they've done the last couple of years. So Coach Hansen, I think, trying to get towards that way, and now they'll give it to Kasperson, and Hansen tries to come out and lead block. Kasperson cuts it up behind him and gets out to the 35, maybe the 36-yard line. That'll bring up third down and short, about third and two.
New year on the stop along with Dakota Kenton again for the Buffaloes.
34 yards rushing here in the first quarter for Kasperson. They mark the ball right across the 35-yard line as we get down to about 30 seconds to go here in the scoreless first quarter of play. Centura at Gibbon. Final game of the regular season. Final game of the season for both these teams. They will not make the playoffs, but somebody's going to pick up a win here tonight. And on third down, they go fullback dive, and your fullback this time is going to be Hickok, and Hickok will be forward right to the first down marker.
Well, Hickok flips the ball to the official, and if it's where he spotted it, it looks like it's going to be a first down. They're not even going to measure it.
So a 3-yard gain for Hickok, and Centura will move the chains and have it first and 10 at their own 38-yard line, and they don't have to snap it again if they don't want here in the first quarter. And although Michael Hansen is running in from the sideline, I don't think they're going to have time to get this play off as they're still in the huddle with 9 seconds. They'll hustle up to the line of scrimmage here. Let's see if they can get the snap. 4 seconds to go. Hansen sets them down. He will get the snap away. Go on the inside handoff to Hanisek, and he is going to get up just to the 42-yard line. A gain of 2, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. So, mostly keeping it on the ground. Neither team has scored, although they have moved the football. Each team has had it twice. It's given 2, given 0, Centura 0. We're out of the second quarter on this final Friday night of the regular season after this timeout on Classic Hit.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Tony Davis, I'm Doug Guda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9. Gibbon hosting Centura. We start the second quarter scoreless, second down and 8. And Kasperson going to get a little toss to the left side, up to the 45-yard line, maybe the 46. It'll be third down and 4.
You know, they're starting to get maybe a little bit more push up there on the offense. You know, if you saw bigger runs where Gibbon's getting 2, maybe 3, Centura's been getting 3, maybe 4 on those runs over the tackle.
We're still looking for our first big play on the ground. We had a 21-yard pass play for Gibbon, who just makes them want to throw the ball. They've got 9 guys in the box again. Kasperson off the left side, follows his blocking for a first down right to the midfield marker. That's another gain of about 4, and that's enough for the first down.
Yeah, nice. I mean, but Doug, the deal is everybody's up there. And like I said earlier, you start bouncing that one more level, there's no one back there to stop it. So there's going to be a big play here sometime.
Kasperson, 34 yards in the first quarter. Hickok, 12, 5 for Hanisek. Hansen was 1 of 3 passing for 9 yards. Van Meter, 15 yards for the Gibbon Buffaloes. And Benfelt was 2 of 3 for 27 yards passing. First down, fullback dive straight ahead to the 45-yard line. These guys ought to be good in goal line situations because that's exactly the kind of football they're playing right now. But look, it moves the ball 5 yards, just a straight blast ahead between the guards.
Oh, and you got Oliver up there and Thomas Rasmussen up there. Obviously, I'd tell those guys, stay low, create a pile, and make them run around you while our linebackers flow to the football.
Parents' night, and, of course, the final out of the season here for Gibbon at home. They're trying to get out of here with a win. So is Centura. Second down and 5 at the 44-yard line of the Buffaloes. This time kind of an option sweep to the right side. And the pitch play is going to get out to the I-back, Ryan Hanisek. He's going to turn the corner for what should be a first down just across the 40 down to the 39-yard line.
So Luke Schuster is in there ripping at that football. Not even had a chance to get it loose and cause a turnover there, but good job of hanging on to the football one-on-one. He was the only one with a hand on the football. There were four blue jerseys around him.
Six first downs now for Centura. Keeping it on the ground. Had to throw it a couple of times on their first possession from long yardage situations. And now first and 10 at the Buffalo 39-yard line with 9:50 to go in the scoreless first half. They'll move the wing into the slot position, toss it to Kasperson, sweep to the left side, gets the corner, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown. Austin Kasperson from 39 yards out, and Centura draws first blood.
There's the big play. Once you miss that initial contact up there, there's nobody on the backside of the play. That's the problem with the offense. You don't have a lot of big plays, but the problem with the defense against it, when you do break through that initial wave of guys, there's nobody there to stop him.
And they change it up. It looks so weird when they come out of that double wing and move one of them into a tight end position, which they did with Hanisek that time. And they will go 4-2. The Centurions line up to go for the two-point conversion. Hansen takes it. Toss on the left side. Now crashing off the right side. And in is Hanisek for the two-point conversion. That's the one thing about the double wing formation. You never really run on the side you're at. It's always a counter or a crossing run, and the two-point conversion is good. So with 9:37 to go in the first half, it's Centura 8, Gibbon nothing, and we'll be back with the kickoff in a minute on Classic Hits.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutters football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And Austin Kasperson has the ball on the tee here after scoring the 39-yard touchdown to put Centura on the board first here. 8-0 at Gibbon with 9:37 to go in the first half. It is a low-line drive kick, just like the opening kick that Gibbon has to cover. It's not going out of bounds, but they will dive on it around the 31-yard line. Those are always the scary ones there if they're not going to go out of bounds. And they got a heck of a crowd on the field here. Good grass on it tonight. Not much of it's going to roll a long way, and it just kind of stuck there in front of the Centura sidelines. That's where Gibbon will take over, first and 10 at their own 31-yard line.
Yeah, it's pretty apparent on the opening kickoff. They're not going to boom the thing close to the end zone, so why not do that? Let it roll around and give themselves a chance to recover it.
So let's see what the Buffaloes want to do here. They go with a ace formation this time with just Van Meter in the backfield. Now they send Schuster. It's actually going to be a wildcat, and here's a flag as Van Meter comes straight forward with it. What a penalty flag and an offensive formation, or offensive penalty going to be called on Gibbon.
Yeah, they'll probably go with a false start here, but it was too illegal. Ooh, they're going to wave the penalty off.
So Van Meter crashes forward for 2 yards. It's going to be second down and 8.
Victor Rodriguez now goes into the ball game for the Buffaloes.
So they tried something different that time. Nothing special out of the deal. Now they're lining up in a swinging gate here. And when they line up in a swinging gate at this point in the game, that means they're going to run it. So 8 guys over by the Centura sideline. What do they do with the quarterback, Benfeld? It's going to be an option. He's going to come straight ahead, and there's nowhere to go. Centura Right there on the tackle is Aaron Williams. They had seven guys to the right. They had one to the left. And an I formation, it didn't work out that time. It's fun. It's the last night. What do you got to lose? But didn't work that time. No game.
Pretty good job by Centura adjusting, though, on the fly there. A lot of timeouts would have been called in that situation.
And speaking of timeouts, Gibbons going to use one right here because a third and eight is coming up for the Buffaloes. With 8:46 to go in the first half, it's Centura 8 and Gibbon nothing. You're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Go to the Valentino scoreline in Class A. In the first quarter, North Platte leads Fremont 14-0. In the second quarter, Grand Island leading Lincoln Southeast 15-0. Southwest has defeated Norfolk tonight 45-7. Adams Central a 7-3 lead on Lexington in the first. And Hastings leads Northwest 14-7 in the first. Here it's 3rd and 9, and it's going to be a passing play. Out of the flat, it is complete, but short of the first down to the 39-yard line. Getting that into the hands of the tight end, Ryan Milks. But it's going to be 4th and short, and on this night, I think Gibbons going to go for it, and they're lining up to go for it. It's going to be 4th and 2. We'll call that a 7-yard completion, and they're lining up to go for it in their own territory. Benfelt, quarterback sneak over the right side, and it is going to be close. Let's see where they mark this one. A good surge.
It's going to be a good surge, but he's going to be about 1/3 of a yard short, I believe, Doug.
Yeah, I don't like the spot, Tony, if you're a Gibbons fan. Benfelt tried to get it up there quick, tried to get that quick snap and come over the right side. If they bring the chains in, what else do you have?
I've got Lawrence Nelson leading Silver Lake 14-0. That's our last score we've got.
They bring the chains out. They stretch the chains. Let's see if Gibbons brought out the nine-yard chains on their home field. No, they did not, and just missed the first down by the nose of the football. So Benfelt got one. He needed 1.25, and Centura will take over in given territory at the 41-yard line, leading 8-0 with 8:17 to go.
You just couldn't even do it, could you? You couldn't say about 1/3 of a yard short.
Oh, no, 1/4 of a yard. 1/4 of a yard. Some other scores for you. McCook leading Holdridge 13-0 here in the second quarter. Let's see what else we've got for you. That's about it right now. A lot of the Class D scores, we could use some updates on those as well. It'll be 1st down and 10 here for Centura. Keeping it simple, right up the middle here to the 36-yard line is going to be Jacob Hickok.
Yeah, Hickok, we mentioned, just a sophomore, but he's showing he's one of the best football players on Centura's team. They're getting him involved offensively and defensively here, 44, and see him flying around.
Well, now Gibbons' defense is going to have to step up and make a play. They gambled for it there on 4th down and came up just short. Now their defense has to find a way to make Centura either punt or stop them on downs here. 2nd down, we're going to call 5 yards to go with the Gibbons 36-yard line of that wooden T formation. They'll set the left wing into that tight end position. Casperson, same play he scored on. This time he's really stretched out, makes the corner. There will be a penalty flag, 35-30. Down close to the 25-yard line, but it's coming back for a hold or a clip. Anytime you see that flag come up just as they turn the corner, you're going to see the flag. And it's a holding call on Centura, and that'll make it 2nd and about 18 because the flag is behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Brett Benfelt was in on the stop for the Buffalo, but that would have been obviously a big first down for Centura and move the chains rather easily.
Well, that's the first penalty of the ball game, assessed to Centura, moving all the way back to the 48-yard line. And that'll make it 2nd down and 17 yards to go here for Centura, so about a 12-yard loss on that play.
That would have went 2nd and 18 there.
8-0 in favor of Centura on the 39-yard run by Casperson, and they stop Centura on 4th down. Casperson on the right wing. They give it to him again. Tries to cut up a little quicker this time on the hash. Across the 45, down to the 40-yard line. He picks up the penalty yardage on that one and gets down to 3rd and 10.
Jasperson really showing some athletic ability here early in this ball game. He doesn't need much of a crease. He's picking up positive yardage every play.
Well, I mentioned in the pregame I thought both running backs had a chance to get to 1,000. That's not the case unless Casperson gets like 250 yards tonight, but he's already got 90. Second down, make it third down and 10 at the Gibbon 40-yard line. And they want to throw it. Hanson has protection, throws it down the middle of the field. It's going to be intercepted by Bentfeld. Bentfeld intercepts the underthrown pass intended for Cameron Aitken, and Aitken will make the tackle at the 25-yard line, and that's what the Buffaloes needed, the first turnover of the ball game.
It almost looked for a minute there that Bentfeld and Nick Fulmer were going to collide and fight over the ball, but Bentfeld got there a little bit sooner, secured it for the Buffaloes.
So first and 10 now for Gibbon with 6:48 to go here in the first half. Eight nothing in favor of Centura out of the I formation. Bentfeld turn, gives it to Van Meter up the middle, has some room for the first time, 35 out to the 38-yard line. His biggest gain so far of the night. A nice 8-yard crash right up the middle. It'll be second down. Call it 2, maybe 2.5.
Well, maybe they saw something. A little bit different formation and a wing back in there. A man out split out to the left. So see if they go back to that play again.
Second down and 2 here. Out of that I formation with Schuster in the slot to the left. Wide out to the far left side. Go with a draw play this time to the fullback, and there's not going to be much there for Dakota Kenton. Kenton will not get the... Well, let's double-check. Kenton might actually get a good spot here. Didn't look like his surge was that far forward. Let's see where they spot it. Yeah, good enough for the first down for Kenton.
Yeah, it looks like number 82 for the Centurion. Kind of grabbed him by the waist.
Cameron Aitken wearing number 82 tonight for Centura. It'll be first down and 10. First down since the opening drive here for Gibbon. Now they give it to Van Meter, trying to find some room up the middle. Finds a little bit across the 40 and up to about the 42-yard line. So Gibbon moving the ball again here on this possession.
So do you go back? Do you have a trick? Do you have another swinging gate or something you'd run here in the first half?
Well, you're in that position where you're moving the ball. Keep trying to move the ball. Don't set yourself up in a position to fall behind by more than one score. You still want to win this football game. Second down and 7. A little trouble in the backfield, and it is going to be a tackle of the quarterback, Bentfeld, because in at fullback was Banuelos, and I don't think Banuelos got the right direction there. They're trying him out at fullback tonight, and that did not work. They're going to lose a yard on the play. It'll be third down and 8.
Yeah, Aitken and Aaron Williams in on the stop for Centura. Really, there's nothing Bentfeld could do that time.
Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, score updates, first half stats, and more. Plus, we'll run down state cross country. Dylan Eckel did okay today as Bentfeld slings it out here on third down, complete to the 45-yard line, but they're going to be short again, and that brings up another fourth and short in Gibbon territory, and it looks like they're going to go for it. Fourth and 1.5 yards. We'll call that a 7-yard pass completion for Bentfeld.
Well, here's where they just did the quarterback sneak the last time, and Bentfeld...
It's just too far for a quarterback sneak, you would think. I'd rather see it in Van Meter's hands if they're going to run it. Bentfeld lines them up, gives it to the fullback. The fullback's not going to get it. Centura drives the line backwards, and for the second straight possession, Centura stops Gibbon in their own territory on fourth down.
Yeah, it's one of those fullback trap, but they had two guys up over where a nose guard would play, two linebackers right over there to negate that. They probably should have saw that and tried to bounce something outside, Doug. I think it would have been the only way to pick that up.
Adrian Banuelos not able to pick up anything on that carry, and it'll turn the football over. Centura up 8-0 with 4:52 to go here in the first half of play, scoring on a 39-yard run from Casperson, and they take over at the 44-yard line. Try to get it out here around the right side, and here's another penalty flag, 40-35, the run down to the 30-yard line for Ryan Hanisek. But this one's coming back as well.
Yeah, Bentfeld's back there in quarterback and safety, and he's out on the outside making these stops, and so that's not a good sign.
So the second holding penalty here on Centura, and that's the one thing, Tony, when you can't throw the ball or you don't throw the ball, you guess you can pick your poison here, you just can't afford 10-yard penalties because it's too tough to cover this kind of ground when you keep the ball on the ground like they do, and it's going to be first down at about 19.
Yeah, you're exactly right. If you're gonna, it's just like taking a monster sack. It's really what it is when you get penalized like that.
Ball moves back into Centura territory at the 47-yard line. They'll put Hanson in the shotgun this time. Send Kasperson in motion, and they'll hand it to Kasperson on a stretch play left side. Finds a hole, 50, 45, 40, and he's going to be drugged down from behind about the 38-yard line. Good, strong run by Kasperson.
He just cut on a dime out there and made a nice cut back and found a little hole. And all the defense could do is run him down.
15 yards for Kasperson. He's over 100 yards here in the first half, but it's not a first down. It's second down. We'll call it 4 yards to go at the 38-yard line. And he'll turn Kasperson on another carry left side, this time minimal gain to about the 35-yard line, short of the first down. Third and about a yard should be what's left to go here. Let's double-check as they move the down marker. It will be third and one.
Now Rockefeller's been on the last two stops for the Buffaloes.
So third down and one here. Centura hasn't had very many of these to worry about, and it shouldn't be a problem here for him as Hanson takes the snap. Going to be a toss to the right side. Kasperson has the first down to the 32-yard line, a gain of three.
That's one of the – if you need a half a yard or a yard, flip it back there to Kasperson. He gets a head of steam build up. I mean, he just knocks people down for 2 or 3 yards. He'll pick that up every time.
Coach Hanson told me that they had – fed him the ball something like 47 times in the first game this year. They weren't going to do that again. Well, he's on that pace right now. 8-0 Centura, 3:20 and counting to go here in the first half. Centurions on the move at the given 31-yard line. And this time Kasperson in the backfield, toss to the left side, penalty flag comes out. Kasperson moving the pile down to about the 26. But we've got another penalty flag from our side judge over here in front of the given bench. And it's going to be a chop block.
Well, that's a big penalty.
Against Centura.
But Greg Hanson also telling me Centura's never had a 1,000-yard rusher.
That's pretty hard to believe, isn't it, over however many years? Chop block is going to be the call. That's a 10-yard penalty. Move the ball back to the 42-yard line. Three penalties, 30 yards, all in this quarter on Centura. And we'll call it first down. And about 20 to go at the 42-yard line. Need to make it to the 22 for a first down. Centura has all of their timeouts remaining here, so plenty of time if they can get things going. Already up 8-0. And they'll hand it off to Kasperson again over the right side. Makes one man miss. Breaks the tackle at the 40, 35, 30. Into the secondary, 20, 15, 10. Benfelt can't push him out of bounds. Touchdown, Kasperson. His second one this evening, a 42-yarder on top of a 39-yarder.
Wow, this is a great cutback right up the middle. And once again, he breaks that initial barrier. There's nobody back there. It's not like you can save these corners playing 10 yards off the ball and 15 yards off the ball. Minfeld's got a pretty good angle on him, but just couldn't get him right at the pylon.
So that's the way you take care of business in a long yardage situation. And Gibbon was trying to sell out and push him back even farther, and that time Kasperson able to shake off a tackle. It looks like Centura going to have to call a timeout before they attempt this conversion. So with 3:01 to go in the first half, Centura 14, Gibbon nothing. We'll be back with the conversion after this.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all. Check out the new Traeger Junior tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our producer, engineer, and Stacy Johns, thanks for being with us here on this Friday night in Gibbon. North Platte 21, Fremont nothing in the second quarter. Grand Island 21, Lincoln Southeast nothing in the second quarter. Lincoln Southwest beat Norfolk today 45-7. Adams Central leads Lexington 14-3 late in the first. Aurora leads York 7-0 in the second. Crete leads Seward 7-0 in the second. Now let's get ready for the two-point conversion here for Centura, after the 42-yard touchdown run. Then Kasperson in motion, fake the toss, give it straight up the middle, and move in the center into the end zone for the two-point conversion. Strong run there by the fullback.
No, he's set in the open. Doug, they're too big. When you look at the weights, you're saying they're 50 pounds a man, bigger than Gibbon is, and that's what they showed there.
So taking it in for the two-point conversion is going to be Jacob Hickok. 3:01 to go here in the first half, 16-0. Centura will have the kickoff after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Caro. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
And Kasperson has it teed up here for the Centurions as he gets ready to kick it away. He has just a squib kick that's going to be picked up at the 30, 35. Banuelos trying to make something happen, gets to the outside, to the 40, and he's going to be pushed into the Centura bench at around the 43-yard line.
Pretty good return by Banuelos on that, Doug.
Yeah, he got a chance to get the ball in his hands in space and showed what he can do. And I think we can also see maybe something here from Benfeld. He looks like he can throw the football a little bit. Let's see if they give him a chance here to maybe take the ball down the field. They've got two timeouts remaining, 2:53 to go here in the first half, 16-0 Centura, and Gibbon will take over first down and 10. They will put Benfeld in the shotgun, trips to the left, single to the right, back to pass, has time, only a 3-4-man rush, and he's going to have to throw it away. Milks, his tight end, was covered. Good coverage by Centura downfield. And it'll be second down.
Well, I like what you're thinking about going down the field there. But Centura also knows, hey, we got them by two scores. Maybe they're trying to get something going before half with 2:53. They drop people off in coverage. Everybody's covered. Benfield had nowhere to go with the football.
So second down. Gibbon has not punted the ball yet. They have been stopped on fourth down every time, or at least on every possession, two in their own territory. The opening possession, they took it into Centura territory. Back to pass, Benfeld looks left, pump fake, wants to go to the right side. Scrambling, throws it, and it's complete into the hands of Fulmer, and he's got the first down into Centura territory at the 45-yard line.
Now Fulmer's been his go-to guy in this first half here, throwing out passes to him. That's a good comeback by Fulmer. Knew his quarterback was in trouble, came back and helped him out.
And Benfeld knew where he was on the field, too, because he was about a half yard away from getting to the line of scrimmage, and he knew where he was, threw it at the right time. First and 10 Buffaloes at the Centurion, 45-yard line, 16-0 Centura, 2:40 to go here in the first half. They keep Benfeld in the shotgun, looks to the sideline for the play, and now he's ready to go. Takes a three-step drop, has some pressure, throws it out here, wide open to Schuster at the 35. That's another first down, cuts back to the 30, and he's going to be rocked up there at the 29-yard line by Ryan Hanisek.
Well, Schuster showed that he was going to go about seven steps really hard, and the cornerback dropped off him. He comes back. Benfield throws the pass out there. He's able to get up the field.
It's almost like Centura's playing prevent and giving up that underneath, and in high school football, that's not necessarily the best thing to do. And Centura is going to take a defensive timeout here with Gibbon on their best drive of the night. So timeout on the field with 2:31 to go in the first half. Centura 16, Gibbon nothing, but the Buffaloes are driving at the 29-yard line of the Centurions when we come back on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. And, folks, we'd love to have your scores with us at halftime. Please contact us at the studios, 646-0506, wherever you're at in the state. If you're listening tonight, watching a ball game somewhere, you can even leave a voicemail if you're not into the texting deal. Love to hear from you. 308-646-0506 on the Valentino's hotline, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Stop by and see them this weekend in Kearney. First down and 10, given at the Centura 29-yard line. Centura up 16-0 with 2:31 to go first half. Ben Felt out of the shotgun, hands it to Van Meter. They're ready for it. He gets nothing. Back to the 29-yard line. Second down.
Well, Van Meter, yeah, you know, you just look at that. He hands it off, and there's three people waiting for him. They know Van Meter is still the bread and butter of this offense.
My bad, Tony. That was actually Quentin Rockefeller back there in the backfield, so we've seen just a ton of kids already trying to carry the football.
Van Meter is spread out. One of the trips to the right.
Now back to pass is going to be Ben Bell. Has time, fires it over the middle, and it's caught at the 15, to the 10, down to the 5 and to the 4-yard line. First in goal, and that is Van Meter.
Well, Hickok's on the coverage, but Van Meter shows his speed getting away from him right across the middle, and another well-thrown pass by Ben Bell.
He's looking good, and it is going to be first down and goal for the Gibbon Buffaloes, something they haven't had here the last three ball games. They'll put in Banuelos as the fullback. They've got Van Meter as the I-back. First and goal at the 4-yard line. Ben Felt calls the count, gives it to Van Meter off the right side, trying to follow his big fullback, and he gets a yard, maybe two. He's going to be between the two and the three. No hurry now, a minute 30 to go here before halftime.
That's a good tackle by Aaron Williams. Comes up, that's just one of those form tackles. He clubs the arms and drives the hips and brings Van Meter down.
Second and goal at the 3. Ben Felt, high formation, wants to go straight ahead. Got some yardage. He's getting close to the goal line. The officials come in and mark him about as short as you could possibly be. It's going to be third and goal from the inch line, according to where our side judge has that left foot.
Yeah, I think you run that play one more time. You're going to see Mel Gibbons is going to call a timeout here with 1:01 remaining, Doug.
1:01 to go here in the first half of play, and Coach McLaughlin wants to make sure that his kids get the right play call here and get into the end zone. 16-0 Centura, but a half yard away from a touchdown from Gibbon when we come back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, the Gibbon Buffaloes have a chance to get back into the ball game here before halftime. A minute one to go before half, 16-0 Centura. Third and goal inside the one here for the Buffaloes. They will have a full house backfield. Rockefeller the fullback, Van Meter the I back, and of course Ben Bell under center. Ben Felt calls the cadence. Quarterback sneaks straight ahead. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Gibbon, they haven't given him the signal yet.
Oh, no.
Oh, they say no. Wow, that line search. They're all laying across the end line, and they say no. That ball must have got knocked back to around his hip because it sure looked like he was in, Tony. So now it's fourth down and goal. And the Gibbon fans trying to make some noise as they hustle up to the line of scrimmage. Fourth and goal. Ben Felt settles him down. Take the snap straight ahead again. He's turning, he's turning, he's turning. No signal. And he didn't get in. He didn't get in. No touchdown signal. Centura has apparently held. The official was a foot away from the ball and never gave the signal.
Well, Doug,
and Centura has held. Somehow, Centura has held on back-to-back downs from the 3-inch line.
Now, on that fourth down, you know what, I can't believe that he, you know, on third down, I can't believe he didn't get in. On fourth down, it didn't look like they had any surge at all.
And that is a killer for the Gibbon Buffaloes. You had it right there to get that momentum, get everybody fired up. You had a good drive to get it down the field, and now Centura just has to not fumble the ball, not get tackled in the end zone, and we're going to go to halftime. I don't know how close that ball can be. It's not touching the goal line. And Hansen, he's going to actually pitch it back to Kasperson, a dangerous play, but he does get out of the end zone up to about the four-yard line, and that'll be the final play here of the first half. So Kasperson, I've got it for 156 yards on the ground in the first half, but that's kind of been the story for the Gibbon Buffaloes, the way things have went here the last month of the season. They do not get into the end zone. Coach McLaughlin having a word with the side judge, trying to get an explanation of what happened, how his kid didn't get in, and he's off to the locker room. So, on two, Austin Kasperson touchdown runs of 39 and 42 yards. It is the Centura Centurions, 16, and the Gibbon Buffaloes, nothing. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll give you a rundown of the first half stats. We'll also take a look at what happened at state cross country today. Dylan Eckel leading the way for Gibbon. We'll talk about that, give you some score updates from around the area as well. But, Tony, that's a punch in the gut for Gibbon right there.
Well, it's a huge punch in the gut. You go right down the field. Like you said, let's see if Brett Binfeld can throw the football. He proved he could. They might have went in to prevent defense, but whatever. Hits Van Meter on a great crossing route. Van Meter gets it down to the five. First time you crash it down there, you get three stabs at it from very, very short range, and you can't push it across. And obviously disappointment here for all the Buffalo fans, but it's still 16 to nothing. I think you go back and see if he can throw the ball here in the third quarter maybe a little bit more, because they proved that to be very effective. They haven't got much going on the ground. They've moved the ball a little bit, but never have sustained a drive to get down, you know, inside what's about the 30-yard line is all.
And so that's where we're at. Gibbon hasn't punted the ball yet. They've been stopped on fourth down on every drive of this football game. And at the half, Centura 16 and Gibbon nothing. We'll be back with more high school football after this on Classic Hits.
Holiday parties are easy to plan for when you've got the right connections. Call Aces and Eights in Caro to find how they can turn your company party or small get-together into the celebration it should be. At their place or yours. Learn more online at aces8s.com. See the menu, the gallery, and more. Aces and Eights, from dining in their beautiful 100-year-old restaurant or a catered event for the family or corporation. Aces and Eights in downtown Caro and aces8s.com. Their home cooking is simply aces.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, it is Centura 16 and Gibbon nothing. Well, earlier today, it was the state high school cross-country meet going on at the Kearney Country Club. And in Class A, your boys' champion was Kearney High. Fremont was the runner-up. In Class B, Scott's Bluff is your team champion. Mount Michael is second, and Lexington finishes in fourth. In Class C, Columbus SCOTUS is your team champion. Milford the runner-up. Broken Bow finished in fourth. Gothenburg finished in sixth. And Boone Central finished in tenth. And your Class D team champion is who, Tony?
Bertrand.
No.
Oh.
They didn't have a team there today.
Oh. Is it Gibbon?
Your Chanticleer in Class D.
I wasn't going to give you. I figured that's where you want me to go, but I wasn't going to do that.
Nebraska Christian, the runner-up. Gibbon finished ninth today with Dylan Eckel, Jacob Eckel, Jordan Stahl, Dalton Smith, Taylor Welty Hackett, and Bryant Brown. They finished in at ninth today. We'll run down individually where they were in just a moment. Eustace Farnham, Medicine Valley finished in 13th, and Alma finished in 14th.
Did Scott's Bluff win with 27 points? Is that the lowest one? One of those teams that's 20.
Yeah, Scott's Bluff with 27.
I mean, that's an amazing cross. I mean, you add up five guys' finishes. 15's a high. Four guys' finishes.
Five and A, four everywhere else.
Okay.
So you had a four guy. I don't care how many it is. You had a four guys. That's still an incredible, incredible 27 is an amazing finish. I mean, sometimes you see 55, 70 win. I mean, 27 is an amazing deal. I couldn't believe you said that.
On the girls' side, Millard West edges Lincoln East by 1 point. Kearney was another five back in third place. Lincoln Pius, the 10th girls, 28 points today to win Class B, followed by Seward and Lexington. Fort Calhoun wins their third consecutive Class C girls' state championship. Sydney was the runner-up. Adams Central finished in 11th. And your Class D girls champion for the sixth consecutive year is Crofton. Lindsay Holy Family Newman Grove was the runner-up. Bertrand Loomis' girls finished in 5th, Ward 8th, Ravenna 9th in the girls' action. Now, individually, on the boys' side in Class A, Isaac Allen of Lincoln East is your state champion. Jacob Olson of Kearney 2nd, Nolan Zimmer of the Bearcats 5th, and Tim Smith of Kearney finished in 9th. In the Class B boys, it was Mount Michael's Thomas Fichtinger to win it. Franklin Ibarra of Lexington, the defending champ, finished in 2nd, and Jalen Grant of Lexington finished in 15th place. Move on and take a look now at the Class C boys. Cole Wellness of Gordon Rushville, your winner, and Chris Shelton of Minden finished in 14th. In the Class D boys, Austin Hamm of Bloomfield wins it. Dylan Eckel of Gibbon was 2nd. Jordan Potseba of St. Cecilia was 3rd. Andrew Fields of Ord was 5th. And Brent Jansen of Alma finished in 8th place here today.
2nd's excellent, and there was some separation there. It's not like you lose by half a second, so it's one of those gut-wrenching deals. It's a nice 2nd-place finish for him.
That's right, 16:46 the time today for Dylan Eckel. For the Gibbon Buffaloes, we had Jacob Eckel finish in 29th place today. And then the rest of the boys finished farther back in the pack for Gibbon. Let's see if we can pick those up for you. Jordan Stahl, 82nd in the race today. Of course, you got 15 teams. Dalton Smith was 96th, and those are the four that scored today for the Gibbon Buffaloes. For the girls, your Class A state champion was Geraldine Poe, a freshman out of Lincoln North Star. Kearney's Megan Chagrew was 8th, and Delaney McFadden was 13th. Class B girls, Lexington's Odalis Santoya Garcia was the winner. Her teammate Vanessa Ambriz was 3rd. Gabby Gracia of Holdridge was 4th. Marika Van Brocklin of Hastings finished in 7th. No one from the area medaled in the Class C girls, and in the Class D girls, it was Marissa DeWespilar of Aquinas unseating Andrea Weider by 0.3 seconds. Weider was going for her 4th consecutive state championship. Brianna Wardine of Grand Island Central Catholic was 5th. Lexi Hoffman of Donovan Trumbull was 14th in the Class D girls race today. So that's what happened at the state cross country meet on a beautiful day to run J.C. Zorb of Ravenna, 18th from the area. So there's how there was a ton of girls from the area. Shelby Terry from Shelton finished in 47th in the race today. So Gibbons, Kylie Wallace finished in 71st. She qualified for the Buffaloes today. There's your state cross-country results from the Kearney Country Club. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half stats and talk a little more football. It's Centura 16, given nothing back after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
ProTeam Design is the name you need to know for quality screen printing and embroidery, plus experienced and friendly service. No matter what the sport, special occasion, or business need, the staff at ProTeam Design can help you by providing unique and creative designs, your favorite brands like Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and Wilson, and our specialty on-time order delivery. No job is too big or too small, so call us today for a free price quote. ProTeam Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. It is Centura 16 and given nothing on this final Friday night of the regular season. A little more than half of the football games were played across the state of Nebraska last night. And don't forget, we will have a 5-point bank Friday night scoreboard show at the end of our contest tonight, trying to get those scores out to the public so everyone out there can figure out their own playoff scenario and where they think their teams are going. This is the most exciting time of the year. Tony, I remember
more calculators out tonight than any other night.
I remember about 20 years ago after the games, we would get together at the local establishment, and even the coaches were there. They wanted all my information, all the media information. You had all the brackets. You had different scenarios back then. Back then, the state actually would print out what the point total would be for each school if one of those opponents won, if one of those, two of those opponents won, and it was a little easier to calculate, but you'd be up till midnight or past going over every scenario and thinking what you'd had, because the state would not come out as quickly with the playoff points and playoff pictures, and it was a lot harder to get where you were going, get your film and all that. But pretty much now everybody kind of thinks they know who they're going to play, and then Saturday morning they know who they're going to play.
Yeah, and that's an exciting deal when they put them up, boom, printers go out all over the state, then the AD's got to get together. And hopefully by Monday, by 11 o'clock, Doug and Daddy show, we should have all the information broke down and where and what times. Hopefully, if things would break right across Central Nebraska, we might be able to bring two games to you. But we'll have a host of games on all the stations, both in the Kearney area and the Hastings area, trying to bring Central Nebraska as much football as possible.
One thing we do know is that Kearney High will be at home next Friday night against a to-be-determined opponent. There is a soccer game on the schedule for UNK. Rich Brotherson informed us today that will be played Thursday, so Kearney High will have a home night game on Friday night against the Omaha West Side, was one school I heard mentioned today as a possible opponent for the Bearcats, and we will have that game for you next Friday night right here on Classic Hits.
Look, I'm going to read some scores. I'm going to let you get to some stats. There's been, you know what, the weather tonight and the weather last night in Kearney, 4:30 start time from Seacrest Field, where we had Kearney and North Star, where Kearney will beat North Star 24-13 in that one. The weather just been sensational. Couldn't ask for a better night for Friday night's football to end things here in Gibbon tonight. The facility's excellent. The press box is excellent. And must I say, for one of the first times this year, the music that Mike Kinn plays about as good as anywhere in all the land. Because I tell you, the music at North Star at Seacrest Field made you want to put a stake in between your ears yesterday.
You're getting old, aren't you?
I am getting old. The music's getting loud, and I don't like that. So that drove me nuts all for about an hour before pregame. An hour actually before the pregame, so an hour and a half before the game in Lincoln. But great night for football, great facilities for football. We'll get to some scores now. North Platte leads Fremont 21-7, that in the second quarter play. Southeast has scored a touchdown. They trail Grand Island, though, 21-7 in a final earlier today. Southwest blasts Norfolk 45-7. On KICS, Adams Central leads Lexington 14-3. Aurora with a 27-0 lead over Glenn Snodgrass and the York Dukes. 20-6, Crete leads Seward in the middle of the second quarter there. On KHOT, 12:30 a.m., Grand Island Northwest is taking a 21-14 lead over Hastings. Hastings started off the game 165 total yards on three plays, so some big plays there. And McCook just blasting Holdridge 35-0. Our score here, 16-0. Centura leads Gibbon at the half. Gibbon stopped twice inside the one-yard line right before halftime in our game. 14-3, Tri-County leads Wilbur Claytonia in D1 action. High Plains leads Heartland 30-0. And the South Loop getting back after their loss to Garden County last week. They lead Sandhill-Stedford 13-0. And that's no typo, folks, in the fourth. And Giltner has not scored for a while. It's 80-8. Giltner over Red Cloud. Florence Nelson at the half, 20 over Silver Lake in that one. In college football,
20-0,
yeah. Silver Lake, or excuse me, Syracuse in college football leads West Virginia 14-3. And in the final game for the Omaha Nighthawks, Sacramento leads 6-3 in the second there. By the way, has Rick Neuheisel been fired yet?
And the Tri-City Storm playing tonight as well against Indiana on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Let's take a look at the halftime stats. We'll do it after this break on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at our halftime stats. First of all, what we have for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Eli Van Meter, 11 carries, 29 yards. Dakota Kenton, 2 carries, 6 yards. Luke Schuster, 1 carry, negative 3. We go to the big fella, the fullback, has been in there a couple of plays in Adrian Banuelos. He has a carry for no positive yards. Quentin Rockefeller, 1 carry, no yards. So 23 rushing attempts, 31 yards here in the first half on the ground for Gibbon. But Brett Benfeld, 7 carries, negative 1 yard. Forgot to mention that. Sacked on one play, and again, when he was trying to get into the end zone, couldn't do it from inside the one, so that didn't work out. So that's where the 23 carries for 31 yards set right now for Gibbon. But Benfeld through the air, pretty good. He's put it up 9 times, completed 7 of those, no interceptions, no touchdowns, 93 yards through the air, 31 on the ground, 124 yards of offense, 6 first downs for Gibbon. They punted it 1 time for 52 yards. I believe I said they hadn't punted it at all, but forgot that Banuelos rugby punted one for 52 yards, about 48 of that was in the air. 1 penalty for 5 yards on Gibbon. For Centura, the man is Austin Casperson. 16 carries, 156 yards, and 2 touchdowns in the first half. Jacob Hickok, 6 carries, 22 yards. Ryan Hanasek, 4 carries, 10 yards. That's 26 carries for 188 yards of total offense on the ground. For Michael Hansen, the quarterback, he's 1 of 4, 1 interception. His 1 completion was for 9 yards, so 197 yards of offense, 9 first downs for Centura. They have not punted it. They've turned it over the 1 time, the interception by Benfeld at the given 25-yard line, and 3 penalties for 30 yards. The 2 Centura touchdowns, 39 and 42-yard runs by Austin Casperson. And those are the stats, and that is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And we'll kick it off after this.
Weekend mornings are hard to wake up and get going. So Sportsman's Restaurant is giving you a reason to get up and get to Gibbon for a full breakfast menu Saturdays from 6 to 10, and all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet and fresh fruit bar on Sundays for only $5.95. And as if that's not enough to make the short drive to sunny downtown Gibbon, Sportsman's is doing a Sunday brunch buffet from 11 to 2 for only $7.95 as well. Sportsman's, giving you a reason to get up this weekend.
And it's time to boot it away here for the Gibbon Buffaloes. That'll be Logan Oliver. It is a fairly good kick that's going to be taken at the 15 by Casperson. On the left side, 20, 25, got a hole, 30, 35, up to the 45. And he'll finally be drugged down at midfield, and a good return there by Casperson, Tony, to start things off at midfield here for Centura. And they're going to line right up in an I formation with a slot, kind of like what Gibbon's doing, and give it to Casperson. He'll come over the left side for 5 quick yards across the 45 to the 44, and Centura knows they can come out and put it away on this opening drive. Centura has to find that stop and a good start on that opening kickoff.
Yeah, I think immediately Hickok was the one leading the way. Casperson just did a real good job of staying behind him, a patient job of running. He waited, waited, waited.
So Casperson, 161 yards now, according to my book. Maryland I formation, Casperson left side, has to cut it back up. That time Gibbon's ready for him, and they meet him at the line of scrimmage for a minimal game. I don't think he picked up a yard. They're going to put it back at the original line of scrimmage, maybe a half yard. We'll call it 3rd down and 4.
I'm sure Greg Hansen knows how much he needs to get to 1,000 yards. It would be, a monster night, but if you got 160 of them already.
Yeah, he needs almost 300, so they'd like to win the football
game.
Well,
he's got 160 in the second half to go.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Looked like there was some movement there. They go with a fullback trap, and again, nothing doing. Given right on top of the fullback, which that time is Hickok, and no gain, 4th down.
An absolute broken play there from the get-go because Casperson was looking around saying, wasn't I supposed to get the ball?
Hanson might have actually kept that one, Tony.
I think you're right. I think when he turned around, the fullback was right there saying, oh, and just tucked this thing away.
That's what happened. Hanson, who's not a big cat, freshman at 140, and that might be generous. And they're going to go for it, at least line up for it. Fourth and all of 3 yards to go here at the Gibbon 43-yard line out of the Maryland eye. Hanson tosses it left side. They go to Casperson, first down and more. 35-yard line to the 34, a gain of 9.
Touchdown saving tackle by Nick Fulmer on the outside of that one. He broke through, and Fulmer was there, but the first down had been had.
Yeah, it's a bread and butter play, and it's worked almost every time, at least for 4 yards or more for Casperson here since he got going after the first drive of the ball game. You know, 4, 9, 12, 0, 3, 0, 6, 4, 5, then the 39-yarder, then 8, then 15. So Casperson is finding it every time. This time they give it to the first back through, which again will be Hickok, and this time not get a whole lot, maybe a yard to the 33.
Not one of those guys had Hickok by the very, very end of his jersey. He held on for dear life.
16-0 Centura. 9:15 to go here in the third quarter. Centura gets the ball to start the third quarter, and the opening kickoff was returned to midfield by Casperson. They just converted a fourth down. Now they've got it second down and 9 at the Centura 34-33.5. Maryland I, they went out of that double wing the whole first half. They changed it up here. Toss to the right side. Good block on the outside. 30, 25, 20. Down to about the 17-yard line. There's 16 more, 17 more for Casperson.
Hanasek is the one that threw the block. Number 20 just blasts them and he puts them on their back.
That was a great block on the corner, Tony, because they did have that strung out and he was coming in to make the tackle and just got lit up. So first and 10 for the Centurions at the Gibbon 16-yard line here. Both teams trying to finish the season on a winning note. Centura's got the better of it because of Casperson so far tonight. Gibbon has moved the ball, but they were stopped at a third and goal inside the one in the final minute of the first half and did not get in on back-to-back quarterback sneak. Hanson comes under the center out of the wing tee. Again, they give it to Casperson. Goes to the left side over the tight end. Cross the 15 down to the 10. And he is going to be close to the 5. They'll say his knee's down about the 7-yard line. But that sets up second down and 1.
Yeah, they're just getting bigger and bigger chunks of yardage each time they touch the football here.
Well, for Casperson, he's got to be having fun too, Tony, because obviously he hasn't had this kind of night all year long. Both teams, we talked about that in the pregame, they've been outmanned, outsized big time on the line against their competition all year long. Second and 1 at the 7. Let's give it on a fullback dive up the middle. Hickok's got the first down, but he is not going to get more than that to about the 5.
Well, Coach McLaughlin's not happy with the official right now. I don't know what he's...
Looked like maybe they got up there and snapped it a little quick, or else there was a late hit in there somewhere, but it's not going to be enough for a first down. A couple times, Tony, where it looked like the line had surged so far ahead, but they say not, so no gain on the play for Hickok. They have kept Hickok and Hanasek in check, but it's been Casperson, 3rd and 1 at the 6. Hanson, Casperson has it, and now we've got a penalty flag, and maybe now whatever Coach McLaughlin was chirping about, the officials saw and called this time. It's going to be illegal procedure, and that'll make it 3rd and 6. Fourth penalty of the ball game on the Centurions.
Yeah, 3rd and 6, and obviously, I don't know, they've been moving a wing back, and then right before they snap it, he goes down to the tight end position, basically, gets set for the second, then they snap the ball. I don't know what they feel that gives them an advantage doing, but that's what they've been doing. They did it in the first half.
Yeah, out of that double wing, they just set down the wing, which is usually Hanasek. Now 3rd and 6, and they're going to roll out to throw it. Hanson looks to the corner of the end zone. It's a short throw. It is caught by Casperson for the touchdown. 11-yard touchdown completion, and the third touchdown of the night for Casperson, and Hanson with the first touchdown pass of the night.
Well, the pass is underthrown. Casperson does a good job of waiting on that ball and coming back for it because he lost his balance. He was on the ground, keeping his arms underneath of it.
And the story tonight is Centura's been able to convert on third and fourth down, and Gibbon has not. That has been the difference in this football game. And, of course, they line up to go 4-2, as has been the MO when they score this year. Hansen back to pass, pop pass to the tight end. 8-10 can't get it, almost ran him right into the goalpost standard. Back, he's a little shaken up, maybe just disappointed that he didn't catch it. But the two-point conversion is no good. That was 6:55 to go in the third quarter. It's Centura 22 and Gibbon nothing. We'll have the kickoff after this timeout.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns with you here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, Danabrog, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you along with us here from Gibbon High School. Centura has just punched it into the end zone for the third time, two on the ground, and this one through the air to Austin Casperson. 22-0 Centura, and Gibbon will get the football. Now, I will say this, Tony. There's time in the ball game, and the way that Gibbon moved the ball, through the air, they've got a chance to move the ball again. But whoa, what a nice drive. 5:05 chewed up off the clock there.
Yeah, that's what I said. Great,
they only went 50 yards.
Yeah, they did.
Now the kick is a squib kick again. Going to be picked up at the 31-yard line. There's Benuelos again. 35, close to the 40-yard line, but don't have a long way to run and not that many people to block. And Centura gets up there and makes the tackle. And it'll be first down and 10 for Gibbon at their own 40-yard line. So both of these teams have to work on getting kickers, Tony. A little bit better for Gibbon, but we just haven't had to see them use Oliver. He kicked it off to start the second half. Casperson's the kicker, too, for Centura. But good football teams have to have good kicking games, have to good special teams, and they do not have that here. First and 10, Ben fell out of the shotgun. They're going to go to the air, throw it to the right side, and it's going to be incomplete, trying to get it out there to Fulmer in the Centura sideline right at the first down marker.
Yeah, now you're going to see, I think, Gibbon saying, you know what, let's let the kids have some fun. Let's play the playground football. Get some receivers spread all over, run down the field, see if we can't break a big play.
And I think that might give a little more success in the run game, too, Tony, where they're not so crowded, but they are up on the line on second down and 10. Looks like they might be bringing some pressure here. And a penalty flag here. It looked like Bentel was trying to check down on the play. And as the team was looking back at the quarterback, they called a false start on the offense. So it'll be second down and 15. That's just the second penalty of the ball game on the Buffalo.
That's one of those. I think a receiver took a step forward maybe when everybody was trying to get set.
So second down and 15, Schuster wide to the left, trips to the left side. They do have Fulmer out to the right side. And back to passes, Benfelt. They bring some pressure. Benfelt flush out of the pocket. He's in trouble, and he is going to be sacked way back there inside the 20. He just kept going backwards and backwards and backwards, and he's going to be dumped around the 19-yard line.
Well, Aiken was there. Aiken and Aaron Williams both there converge on him.
That's going to be a 16-yard sack and bring up third and 31. Second sack of the ball game for Centura. Now Benfelt out of that shotgun again. Let's see if he can get something down the field. Benfelt, again, here comes Aiken. They'll try and set up a screen. It's complete at the 20. Make a man miss 25, but another penalty flag comes out as they get the ball out there into the hands of Van Meter.
Well, Doug, they're going to get a hold here, and it was a hold on Hanisak.
I would think that you would decline this if you're Centura. It would bring up fourth down at about 20. I can't imagine that you would accept this penalty.
Well, they're accepting it.
Okay, well, evidently they just need about two more frequent flyer miles to get around the world, so they're going to take it right here. And unfortunately for Gibbon, I don't know what happened, Tony. They threw. Okay, I see what happened. They marked it off from where the penalty occurred, so it's third and 31 again. Back to pass, Ben Felt. Aitken with the pressure, stepping up is Brett. He wants to run it. Another flag. He'll throw the ball down the middle of the football field. It's intercepted by Casperson at the 40 to the 35. Right sideline, he's going to be brought down there at the 30-yard line by Schuster. Again, the penalty flag will be on Gibbon, and Centura will take over. And the Centurions have now taken over this football game.
Yeah, Ben Felt was trying to make something happen. Had to throw the ball back across himself.
No. Now the penalty. We have two penalties on the play. Let's see what. There's one on Gibbon, and I think the second one might be on Centura after the interception. Let's find out.
Well, no, because they're going to the original line of scrimmage.
No one is quite sure of what the penalty indication was. All right. Looked like maybe illegal contact.
Like an illegal hands to the face penalty?
So it's third down and 15, wipe out the interception. So a 15-yard penalty on Centura. It's still third and 15 for Gibbon. So we apologize. Not sure what that signal was from our referee. So third down at about 15, 16 yards to go. Ben Felt back to pass. Here comes the rush, throws it out in the flat, and it is going to be incomplete at the 40-yard line. Good coverage again that time as they try to get it out to Melks, the tight end.
Yeah, Lucas Kine right there on the tackle or on the breakup of the play for the Centurions.
Well, we had a whole bunch of third downs there, Tony. Unfortunately, when it was third and 31, it's a little tough to get that converted. And now Benuelos is out there to punt it away. He had a 52-yarder. The only time that he booted it before, and this time Centura's going to respect it, and they back way up. Ball spotted at the 34, the rugby punt away again. And this one bounces at the 35, picked up at the 29-yard line by Casperson, and he's dropped immediately. Nice punt, nice coverage downfield.
Yeah, good job, a good stop by Gareth Stroh. He just scooped that ball up, and Stroh was right there to bring him down.
Looks like that officially goes as a 35-yard punt. It'll be first down and 10 now for Centura, leading it 22-0 with 5:31 to go in the third quarter of play. They marched the ball right down the field on their opening possession, converted some fourth and got it into the end zone, and they're back to that wing tee, and Hanson's going to hand it off to Hanisick on the right side, 35, 40, 41, 42. That's enough for the first down.
Yeah, you're just starting to see it. When you said on that last drive, you know, instead of the 2-3-4 yard runs, they're picking up 6-7. That play was the 11 or 12.
And that's the best run by someone not named Casperson on the Centura team tonight. Hanisek, 5 carries, 23 yards. Hickok, I've got him 8 carries for 23 yards. And Casperson, yeah, you know, 21 carries, 197 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, 1 receiving. A very good night for Casperson.
I'm going after 300 if I'm Coach Hanson.
And they'll pitch it to him off the right side. Penalty flags, they'll blow it dead. Well, we're starting to see a lot more laundry here in the third quarter than we did in the entire first half.
Well, that was one everybody went except the center, I think, forgot the snap count there. He was a half a second behind everybody else.
So that is the sixth penalty now against Centura for 55 yards. After all of that we saw earlier, three penalties for 20 yards against the Gibbon Buffaloes. First down and 15 now as the ball's back to the 39-yard line. Friday night football here on KKPR-FM. Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPress.com. Hands it to Casperson. They've blitzed in Benuelos. Drops him behind the line of scrimmage. The biggest loss for the line of scrimmage all night for the offense of the Centurions. He came on the blitz and got him, Tony, back to the 33-yard line.
Yeah, nobody picks him up, and he just puts Casper's legs out from under him. That's a good play. Benuelos on a stop for the Buffaloes.
So it's going to be second and about 20 yards to go here after the motion penalty and 5-yard loss on that run attempt. Move it back to the 34-yard line. Single wing this time. Hanson pitches it to Casperson, right side, and coming off the block to make that tackle is Luke Schuster. He actually got blocked off of his feet and somehow, like a bulldogger, grabbed him and brought him down as he ran by. That was a heck of a play by Schuster. Only a gain of about three. It'll be third and 17.
Now, Schuster actually hit him, I think, initiated contact with his helmet. He's feeling his face mask, make sure it was still there.
So third and long for Centura. Not necessarily a place they should succeed in, but they've also been able to run it out of these scenarios. And it's going to be a handoff one way and then give it around the other way to Kasperson. He's trying to get to the left side, gets to the 40-yard line, and he's going to be well short of the first down. Didn't even get back to where they started this first down series from. Got about five on the play. It'll be fourth down and 12.
Well, now you punt this thing away if you're Centura, I think.
And if they do, it would be their first punt of the ball game. With 3:38 to go in the third quarter, Centura 22 and Gibbon nothing. So the Centurions will punt it away. And again, Tony, you look up and down the sideline here. There's about as many coaches and statisticians and student managers as there are reserve football players for these two teams.
Yeah, Kasperson averages just shy of 32 yards on the year.
Low line drive kick, bounces, slapped to 20, picked up there, looking for some running room and absolutely nowhere to go. It's still on his feet. Schuster bounced off about five guys and then got up the field for about a five-yard gain.
pretty good return for what he's dealt with. Good job of getting down the field and covering that, too, because that punt was about 15 feet off the ground. It's a line drive right at him.
38-yard punt, about a 5-yard, 6-yard return when it's all said and done. First and 10 given at their own 27-yard line. 3:26 to go here, the third quarter. Centura 22, given nothing. Buffaloes trying to get into that end zone. They've moved the ball. They just haven't been able to crack the goal line. Ben Pell out of the spread formation, throws it down the line of scrimmage here, complete to Van Meter, gets out to the 30-yard line, lowers his shoulder pass, and gets it out to the 32.
Had one of those little spot passes, he'd shoot it out there and try and get a one-on-one matchup out there, and Van Meter's the best athlete they got on the field. They feel they want the ball in his hands.
Call it a 6-yard gain, second and 4, given. Goes with the no huddle again. Bent belt quarterback draw. Has room off the right side. 35 goes to the right sideline to the 40. And Hanson is there to bring him down at the 41-yard line. 9 yards on the carry for Benfeld. His first real carry of the football game.
Yeah, that was designed all the time. The whole time there would be a quarterback draw. No doubt about it. And the people up front just split apart, and he was able to shoot through there.
So that'll move the chains here for Gibbon. And again, as they snap the ball, penalty flags come flying.
Well, so was Aitken at Benfeld.
Yeah, that would not have been pretty. Illegal motion on Gibbon. So Tony trying to hustle up and maybe keep Centura from getting set. They're not getting set themselves, first and 15. ...22-0 in favor of Centura. And Gibbon out of the shotgun, trips to the left, about the same formation every time. Ben Felt under pressure, and he's going to be swallowed up back at the 31-yard line. There were four or five jerseys back there. He had nowhere to go, Tone.
Yeah, I was just going to say, five white jerseys. I mean, he never could get his feet set. I mean, and when he tried to, it was like, nope, just tuck it and drop to the knee.
Going to lose about five on the play. It'll be second down and 20, and that'll be the third sack of the ball game here for the Centura defense. Second down and 20. It looks like there's some official timeout here. I don't know if that's for equipment or if they're trying to get something taken care of on the field. Maybe some lights somewhere. Now they're ready to go. 22-0 Centura. We're down to 2:16 to go here in the third quarter. Gibbon trying to get back into Centurion territory here. Twins to the left. They do have a running back in the backfield this time. Ben Felt with the heavy count. It looks like they're going to blitz again. Ben Felt, here it comes. And Ben Felt is in trouble. He's just going to have to throw it away. Big, heavy pressure that time from number 53, Brady Husenfeld, coming from the right side, was bringing the heat, and he had to dump that ball off.
Watch one of those where you can see him up there going to blitz. Somebody's got to, you know, just knock him away, just knock him, you know, out of rhythm. I mean, no one touches him. He's at a dead run at Benfeld.
Third and 20 given at their own 32-yard line. Centura's just going to keep on coming. Here's the blitz again, and the pass is underneath and underthrown for Van Meter. This is where you just got to throw it up, but you don't have an advantage there because Casperson's playing a man-to-man on one side. You got Hanson on the other side. He's not a big kid. I think Gibbons going to have to take a shot. If they're going to keep blitzing, they have to try and throw one up towards Milks or Schuster on the other side against Hanson. It'll be a punting situation.
There's no rush here. They're just holding everybody up.
And Benuelos with a good, strong kick. Fair catch called for, and it's taken at the 30-yard line. It's a 38-yard punt, no return.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. The ball was very low again, wasn't a high kick, but Casperson fields it, and he's on his knees.
Well, and Benuelos, I've never seen a rugby guy really get that far up the field with the football. He's up there. He gets that time, I thought he might take off with the football. He ran up about 10 yards before he punted the ball away. That's always going to help your punting effort.
Yes, it will. But early in the game, when you said a rugby-style punt, I thought I've never saw one like that quite. But whatever, you can go with that.
First and 10 at their own 30. And again, it's Casperson off the left side for a minimal gain up to about the 33-yard line. Second down and 7. Casperson unofficially 203 yards rushing. 2 touchdowns on the ground. 1 through the air. Centura 22. And given nothing with a minute and a half to go here in quarter number 3.
You know, as we near playoff football, Doug, you mentioned Casperson getting the ball 47 times that first game out. Remember when we were at Neely Oakdale, and LeGate was getting the ball that much.
They broke their 30-game losing streak last week, and here is going to be Hanasek trying to get to the outside. Tons of penalty flags come out. He's pushed out of bounds at the 40-yard line, but this one's coming back.
Hickok getting called for a hold on the outside of that one. It's one of those deals where, you want to still call the game fair, and he probably held him up. But
the 3 flags came out, so it must have been pretty obvious, Tone. Holding's going to be the call on Centura, and Centura's got to clean that up. That's their 7th penalty in the last 2 quarters. They didn't have any in the first, but 3 in the second and 4 here in the 3rd quarter of play. We're 65 yards on those 7 penalties.
I guess if you're Coach Hanson, you're looking for Casperson to break a big one. You know, you get back up 10 yards and say, you can find the outside. It gives you a lot closer to that total that he needs for 1,000.
Second down in the 16 now, and they'll send Casperson in motion. Hanson out of the shotgun will hand it to him around the left side. Another penalty flag on the field. Tony, this is not what you want to see in Week 8, the last game of the season. Especially, it was so clean in the first half. Another hold, back them up.
Yeah, it's right on that corner. I mean, those guys, they're not getting their shoulders square and taking them on. They're grabbing the jerseys. And Fisher's saying, you know what, we're just going to call this like it's, you know what, it doesn't matter if you're going to the playoffs or we're going home tonight. We're going to call the game like we call a football game.
Yeah. Quit doing it.
They ran
to the right hold, ran to the left hold, so it's not the same kid. And now you've got second down and Lewis and Clark type of exploration here. And they're actually going to put Aitken out here as a tight end. Let's see if they go to him. No quarterback draw. Hanson comes forward and Gibbons ready for it. Give Gibbon credit. That is the one place that they have tried to stay away from. Centura knows they have to go outside, because all but one time tonight, Gibbon has just stopped anything up the middle. Maybe a couple there for Hanson.
Yeah, Doug, that different formation. They take that tight end and move him out like a slot guy to the right all by himself. Trying to get one guy out of the box, I guess.
Third down and about 25 to go here at the 15. Low snap, Hanson has it back to pass. He's just throwing a high jump ball for Casperson. And Casperson was trying to locate the ball as he was covered by Van Meter out here at the 35-yard line. And it's going to fall incomplete and bring up fourth down for the Centurion.
Well, that's one of those that he knew Casperson was out there. He's going to let his receiver make a play on it. But Casperson is looking for the ball. It took him too long to find it. Was there giving Buffalo down there on the – Brett Benfeldt's down on the sidelines.
And they're still looking at him here on the given sideline. That's not good. He's your quarterback. And Centura's getting ready to punt it away with Casperson on 4th and 25 from the 15. He'll stand at about his own 2. And you've got Schuster standing back here about midfield waiting for the punt. It's the second punt of the ball game for Centura. The first one was a line driver by Kasperson. This one much better. He really got a hold of that one. Nice high kick taken at the 46-yard line up to the 50. 45, 40. Here come the penalty flags as he's brought down at the 40-yard line. Nice punt that time of 39 yards.
Yeah, very, very high kick, and then did a good job of getting up the field, but it was, I think, Hickok, the one that just wrapped him up, and they're going to get a hold and back them up. Now they're back up Gibbon 10 yards.
Well, it was a 39-yard punt, a 14-yard return, and the 10-yard penalty should put it right at midfield with 12 seconds to go here in the third quarter, 22-0, Centura with the lead over the Gibbon Buffaloes. And trying to move some folks around here. Split out wide to the left. This time is going to be T.J. Hilker. And you've got Schuster in the slot to the left side. Should be the final play unless it's an incomplete pass. And it is. Trying to get it out here on the pass down the line of scrimmage into the hands of Luke Schuster, but it bounces in front of him. Second and 10.
Down in front of us, working on Binfeldt, there's about eight people around him down there.
So your new quarterback in there,
Milks,
is
believe.
Milks. So Milks with the incomplete pass. Milks wants to throw again, but instead it's going to be deflected, and this time he was looking for Hilker, and he knows to get rid of the ball quickly.
Yeah, Huesenfeld. He's looking for Hilker, but he's gotten a lot closer to Huesenfeld on that one and tried to scoop it up off the carpet.
So it's going to be third down and 10 now for Gibbon at their own 47-yard line. And Milks will try one more time. Twins to the right and left. It's going to be a direct snap to Van Meter. Makes one man miss. Good juke to the 50 and runs into a wall. Still turning his legs to the 45-yard line. Good, tough run by Van Meter. But he's going to be short of the first down. It'll be fourth and about 2.5 when we start the fourth quarter, because that's it here in the third quarter. But there is a flag, maybe a face mask, and that is it, a face mask on Centura, so that'll be a first down, and that's actually Van Meter's first carry of the third quarter, and so a face mask will move the ball 5 yards up to the 40-yard line, and that is the sixth penalty of the third quarter on Centura. But after three, Centura has the lead where it matters on the scoreboard. The Centurions 22, the Gibbon Buffaloes nothing, and we'll be back with more high school football in a minute. Here,
hold on.
Now, hold on. I guess they're going to run an untimed down because of the face mask, okay? All right, so we'll keep it here. Stacy, hold on. We'll keep it here for the untimed down. So they're going to get 4 plays off in 12 seconds. So first down and 10 as they snap it back, looking to throw the ball. Milks going for it all down the field. He's got his man, and it is complete inside the 20-yard line, and it's going to be Fulmer to get it down near the 15-yard line, and for the first time in a long time, there are no penalties on the play. So good taking advantage of what happened there at the end of the third quarter, and they're going to mark him, what, at about the 14, Tony, or the 19? Looks like at about the 19-yard line is where they're going to mark it. So that's a 22-yard completion. And that's the end of the third quarter now, finally. 22-0 Centura. We're back in a minute.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
22-0, Centura with the lead over Gibbon. After three quarters, but Tony, the crowd yelling that you heard there, there is no 5-yard face mask penalty in high school football, and that's what they marked off.
Yeah, and obviously, I mean, the signal we got was clearly a face mask, and it was just one of those things, a little miscommunication probably by the officials, and that's the way it is. There's nothing you can do about it now.
North Platte's lead has been trimmed to 21-13 over Fremont in the third quarter. It's now Grand Island 21, Lincoln Southeast 14, as Southeast scored on the first play of the second half. They are in the third quarter after Grand Island was up 21-0. Lincoln Northeast leads Lincoln High 12-0. Southwest beat Norfolk 45-7. At halftime, Adams Central 34, Lexington 15. Aurora leading York 27-0 in the third. Crete leading Seward 20-6. That was at half. Also at half, it was Northwest leading Hastings 21-14. McCook over Holdridge 35-0 in the third. A couple of other scores that we have for you of interest. Heartland trailing High Plains 51-6. South Loop led Sandhill Stedford just before the half 13-0. Giltner crushing Red Cloud tonight. Lawrence Nelson leading Silver Lake at the half. And in college football, Syracuse jumping out on 15th-ranked West Virginia 21-9. So there are your scores on the Valentino's hotline. We deliver the scores, they deliver the pizzas, and actually we just had an update. Grand Island 27-14 the lead, and they have delayed the start of the quarter here because Brett Benfeld on the final game of the season is going to be taken into the locker room. They actually went and got the cart to cart him off, but it looks like a shoulder or an arm injury here for Benfeld, and it looks like he's going to be headed off to the hospital, unfortunately. Now Adams Central's up 45-15 on Lexington in the third quarter. Aurora's up 34-7 on York in the third quarter. Crete leading Seward 27-6 at the half. Hastings now has taken the lead from Northwest 28-21 in the third quarter of play. And there are a couple of updates here that just came across to us on Classic Hits 98.9. We're ready to start the fourth quarter now on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget the 5 Points Bank Friday Night Scoreboard Show. When we're done here tonight, Milks the quarterback, first and 10 at the 17, quarterback draw, and he goes nowhere. He is wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage out of that shotgun formation. Crashing through there.
I believe it was Husenfeld again, wasn't it?
74, Aaron Williams.
Okay, Aaron Williams
came through and got him on the tackle. Going to be a loss on the play back to the 20, a loss of 3.
This is one of those Milks gets thrown in there. He's not a very big kid by any means. It's not like you upgraded from Benfeld and said, well, let's put somebody big back there. Listed at 140 pounds.
Wren trips out to the left side here on second down and 13. The lefty wants to throw across the middle. He's got a man, but it's underthrown. Van Meter was open at the 8-yard line, and it didn't quite get to him. It'll be third and 13.
Yeah, right there. They had a blown coverage. Hickok thought that somebody else was picking him up. Had two white jerseys looking at one another saying, uh-oh, well, we had a mess up there.
It was 16-0 at the half. Centura gets the only score in the third quarter. And that was on an 11-yard touchdown pass on a third and 6 from Hanson to Casperson. Casperson has all 3 Centura touchdowns tonight and has 203 yards rushing through 3 quarters. Third and 13. Milch takes the snap, throws a post pattern to the corner of the end zone. He's got a man. Touchdown, Gibbon. The Buffaloes able to get that one in there with Schuster. And Gibbon's on the board.
Well, that's a well thrown pass. Milch just throws it up there. Schuster got behind his man, went up, made a play on the football, and was able to keep his feet in bounds, come down for a touchdown.
That's what Gibbon, we talked about it earlier, if they're going to bring pressure, take that shot down the field, and that was just a nicely thrown ball. Schuster went up and got it, and now Gibbon will go for 2 here. Line up in the I formation. These could become important if they can get into the end zone a couple more times. They pitch it to Van Meter over the right side. He fights for that goal line, and they say no. He stretched the ball out for the goal line but didn't get in. And with 11-11 to go in the ball game and the season for these two teams, it's Ventura 22, Gibbon 6, and we're back after this.
The most recommended by far. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
Thanks for being with us on this Friday night. Hope you're enjoying high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9.
We're going to see an onside kick, it looks like, from the Buffaloes here with 11-11 remaining in the third quarter, trailing 22-6.
Or at least they're going to sell it as an onside kick. The only deep man at all is Hanasek, and he stands at his 25-yard line here for Centura. And Centura's going to run their hands team on it. I chuckle at that, Tony, because it's not like you can switch out a whole lot of guys when you only got about 25 guys on your roster. And I think Centura forced to burn a timeout there.
Well, that's maybe what Coach McLaughlin wanted out of the deal. Say, let's get him to burn a timeout. And you kick an onside kick here, Doug? What do you got to lose?
Yeah, what do you got to lose is exactly right. 22-6. You're down 16, so in the big picture, I think over on Gibbon's sideline, you're thinking, even if you get hot here, you're probably going to need more than two scores. You're thinking, everything's got to fall and break my way. Everything hasn't broke my way, not tonight, not this season. And so they may try the onside kick here. The one thing I would do is not kick it towards Kasperson. They've got Aitken on one side, Kasperson on the other side. And they are lining up to kick it towards the given sideline. And putting the ball on the tee there for the Buffaloes is Victor Rodriguez. There's the onside kick, and Kasperson catches it perfectly, falls down at the 45-yard line, and that's where Centura will take over. Didn't take any funny hops, and Kasperson did what he's supposed to do and kicked it right to the guy I wanted to kick it to.
That's exactly what I was going to say. The only person you're sure you don't want to kick it to, he's right there. And now the ambulance will leave the field with Brett Binfeld in it. Looked like a shoulder injury. He's had some shoulder problems in the past. So hopefully everything will be all right.
So first down and 10 here now for Centura. At the 45-yard line, they will hand it off. Hanasek over the right side. A little bit of a gap. Gets to midfield and gets 6 yards on the play. Maybe 7 into given territory at the 48-yard line. So they're going to start moving the ball around a little bit, get it out of Kasperson's hands.
That's a perfect play if you're Coach Hansen over there. You're saying we need 6 yards of crack, get that clock running.
After giving it to Kasperson 25 times, they're going to try something else. On second down, we'll call it 3.5 at the 48-yard line. Well, here's Kasperson again off the left side, hit by Van Meter. Then bounces off of that to get the first down at the 45-yard line, and that will move the chain.
Well, it turned him all the way around, but he dove for it. I think he's going to be just short of this first down, actually. I think they'll bring the chains in to measure it.
Well, if the ball's on the line, it should be first down, and they're going to say, no, it's short of the line. Okay. Well, it's the length of the football here. And as Brett Benfeld goes to get checked out, we wish you the best, big fella. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center report. If you need help, Family Physical Therapy is there for you. And it's a fullback dive for the first down now on 3.5 yard for Centura. So now they can move the chain. Carrying the ball is Hickok.
Yeah, they know they can get a yard and a half just falling straight forward like they have been doing. We said early in the game there's a size advantage for Centura.
Doug Guda, Tony Davis here on Classic Hits 98.9. Final night of the regular season. 10 minutes to go. Centura 22 and Gibbon 6. Don't forget, after the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame report, all the final stats and recap, and then the Friday night scoreboard show, and we're going to have illegal procedure here on Centura.
Well, that's one of Kasperson's few mistakes. He was one of the 5 guys that moved tonight on that play.
That is the 10th penalty tonight against Centura. Really hurt them here in the second half.
Another score for you. Lawrence Nelson at the end of 3 now. Start of the fourth quarter. Lawrence Nelson leads Silver Lake 42-6.
Lawrence Nelson might sneak into the playoffs at 3-5. And we've been talking about how things can change so quickly in the lower classes. That proud program now has a lot of young kids there as well. Hanson's going to drop back to pass here on first and 15. Throw it out in the flat, complete to Aitken at the 45 at the right sideline to the 40, and stepped out of bounds, and a flag came down. The official, was it a flag or did he just drop his beanbag there? I think he dropped the flag at the 40-yard line.
Well, I think he stepped out of bounds there, and he wanted to mark it with the play going. I mean, he was still kind of tiptoeing. That's his beanbag he's putting back in the pocket there.
It's going to be a 10-yard gain with the penalty. It's going to be second down and 5. So 10 yards on the pass play as it starts to cool down here after a beautiful day. And they'll hand it to Kasperson again. Kasperson works his way up the right side. Actually came back to where he went. We've been talking about that wing T. If you're on the right wing, you're always running to the left. If you're on the left, you're always running to the right. Well, that time he stopped in the backfield and went right back where he came from and is going to be just short of the first down. It'll be third down and 2 as the official just picked the ball up and moved it back a yard and a half after it had been spotted.
Well, he didn't like where it was spotted.
He didn't like that, so it's going to be third and 2. Kasperson, 209 yards unofficially in this football game. The temperature just dropped 15 degrees in like 1 second here. The wind's not blowing, and it's just like the air conditioning came on. We got a timeout here for Centura with 8:45 to go in the football game. Centura with the ball with a 22-6 lead. And Gibbon will be back after this.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for 1. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Back at Gibbon High School football on Classic, it's 98.9, 8:45 remains in the contest. Centura with a 22-6 lead over the home Gibbon Buffaloes, and they have got the ball, moving it 3rd and 3 here as we get back to action.
Put the ball at the 37-yard line of Gibbon, back to that wing T formation. Hanson will turn. He will keep it himself on a quarterback run around the outside, and he is going to be thrown to the ground, and another penalty flag. Schuster made the tackle, and a hold going to be called on Centura. Penalty number 11.
There was no, well, maybe there, apparently there was somebody else out there, but
he only had one man blocking, and the one man blocking held, and so now that brings it up to a 3rd down and 12 situation. Move the ball back to the 48-yard line of the Centurions. 3rd and 13, actually, for Centura. Right now, all they have to do is keep running the ball forward. The clock moves, and Centura goes home with bookend wins to their season. 22-6, 8:28 and counting to go.
There is a, you know, you do have a place to start in the off season. With better taste in your mouth, obviously, than Gibbon will.
Hanson's going to drop back to pass. Rolling. The lefty throws it out here. It's going to be tipped and incomplete. And Schuster nearly had the interception. Hanson had one earlier tonight that Benfeld picked off. And now it's going to bring up 4th down and 13. Should be a punting situation here for Centura, and that's what they'll do.
Yeah, the young quarterback, I think, waited too long. And he was waiting for somebody to clear, and they never did clear. And then whether for the pursuit to catch up, and Schuster steps in front of that one.
Aitken had got down the field, it looked like, there. And Hanson, he's not a tall kid. 5'8", I believe, is what he's listed at. So he's got to roll out and get away from his lineman, and I just don't think he saw his receiver downfield. Now Kasperson to boot it away, 38 and 39 on his 2 punts. Good snap. The kick is away into what wind he's got behind his back. It's going to be taken at the 7-yard line, up to the 10, to the 15. Schuster 20, penalty flag 30. Down at the 31-yard line, but a flag back at the 20-yard line.
Doug, the wind just went from dead calm to now coming out of the south, and the flag is moving, I mean, considerably now from what it was.
It's moving out of the south, so where's the warm weather? Where's the warm breeze? That is a 41-yard punt. It was a 23-yard return, but with the flag at the 20, a hold back to the 10-yard line is where Gibbon will start.
Well, now, obviously, I think you'll probably go back to the air and try to make something happen with Milk, so you got the big touchdown out of him. but they know that on the Centura side of the ball, too.
I expect we're going to see a big play one way or the other here, defensively for Centura or Gibbon hooks up here. Again, Benfelt got hurt earlier this quarter, and now Milk's going to throw it out of the backfield. Going to be complete, triple teamed out there on the tackle. Looks like all the guys that run the football, Hanasek, Hickok, are going to bring
Van Meter down
after a after a reception of about 5 yards. It'll be second down and five.
They just float him out there in the flat, and Milks hits him.
The yardage marker, yeah, there we go. He accidentally hit the wrong number. Now he's got it back to second. Sometimes that can confuse some people, and they get robbed on downs. Milks takes the pass, throws it out in the flat, and it is underthrown again, trying to find Van Meter out at the 19-yard line, which would have been right at the first down marker. Third and five now for Gibbon. 7:26 to go in the game. Centura 22 and Gibbon 6. Centura was up 16-0 at half, 22-0 at the end of three. Gibbon scored on a 21-yard touchdown pass to start this quarter to Schuster. But now they find themselves third and five at their own 15. Here comes the pressure. Milk stands strong in the pocket, throws it deep down the middle. There's only white jerseys, and it's going to be intercepted by Hansen at the 45 and up the field 40. Right side 35, and he'll bring it down to about the 32-yard line. Milk's just flat, threw it as far as he could. Well, there is a penalty flag in the backfield. Penalty flag back in the offensive backfield.
Now they're moving the ball all the way down there, so it's going to be on the offense. So they'll decline the penalty, first and 10, Centurions.
Oh, no. There is a penalty call on Centura, according to what the official is pointing. And we've been confused a couple of times tonight with the gesture and where the ball ends up. Face mask on the defense, and that will be a five-yard mark off. Now they pick it up again. And then they set it down. So it's enough for a first down for Gibbon.
Well, they took the ball, marked it all the way back to where he went out of bounds. Then they brought the ball all the way back to where they started. Then they marked out 5 yards.
Well, nonetheless, Gibbon keeps the ball. Milk's going to throw it out here in the flat. It's behind Van Meter, who didn't even get turned around. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, Van Meter's well covered on that play. Anyway, had nowhere to go. Hanasek right there with him.
7-11 to go in the game, 22-6. And with Gibbon going to the air here a lot in the second half, it has slowed the pace of the football game down. We flowed right through that first half of play. And now they're actually going to huddle up. So one of the rare huddle-ups here, and just as well do that for the dead ball.
For the district title, 30 miles down the road in Grand Island, they still lead 27-21. Desmond Robinson just caught a 76-yard pass from Jackson for Southeast.
The only thing that's going to bail you out is a play like that, Tony. And now, delay of game going to be called on Gibbon.
Oh, boy.
Things started so well in this football game for both teams. They were moving the ball on the ground, getting it back and forth. Centura got into the end zone. Gibbon didn't. They got stopped on fourth down four times in the first half, including at the goal line at halftime, and didn't get in. And now, all kinds of problems for both teams here in the second half as this pass is going to be behind Schuster on the slant pattern out of the 27-yard line and bring up third down.
Behind Schuster because Hickok was barreling down on him along with number 25, Lucas Kine, for the Centurions. They had two people right in his face, had to release the ball a little bit earlier than he wanted to, and the pass thrown well behind.
So third down and 15 now at their own 16-yard line here. Milks at quarterback, back to pass, throws it over the middle. Van Meter complete, but he's hit as soon as he catches the football. Only a gain of about four up to the 21-yard line.
Gibbon
has called a timeout here to discuss what they want to do because apparently they're going to go for it, which is fourth and 10 at their own 21-yard line. So with 6:56 to go in the ballgame, 22-6, Centura will be right back.
GMC Truck Month time at Killian Motors of Kearney, and this would be the ideal time for you to check out the best Sierra ever, the 2011 GMC Sierra. If you're a well-qualified buyer, you can get 0% APR for 60 months, plus a $1,000 cash allowance and 1 year of Sirius XM satellite radio. For the best selection and huge Truck Month savings, now is the time to get into Killian Motors. In Central Kearney.
You're listening to high school football on KKPR FM. Kearney, Gibbon, Bolus on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Gibbon's going to go for it, fourth and 11 at their own 20. Milch the quarterback, back to pass, under pressure, sack. They were trying to set something up deep downfield, and Aitken came through there and threw him down for a big loss. And Centura now has got a chance in the red zone to put this football officially away.
Yeah, just too much pressure that time of the Centurions. Milks, you know, you can't see down the field. You can't see your receivers. You don't have any time back there at all.
It'll be the fourth sack of the ball game for the Centurion defense, and the ball's actually going to be marked on the 10-yard line. So it's first and goal Centura at the given 10 with 6:49 left to go in the season for these two teams. 22-6, Centura looking to tack on more. Hanson out of that wing T formation. He's going to give it off to Casperson, who has all the touchdowns tonight. He's going to be tripped up in the backfield.
Well, Ben Wallace is right there. Nice tackle on the play by him in the backfield.
And now Gibbon's going to use their timeouts defensively here to try and save time on the clock. 6:40 to go in the game, 22-6 in favor of Centura, and we'll be right back.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
6:40 to go in our ball game. It is Centura 22 and Gibbon 6, and the Centurions have it second and goal at the 12-yard line after being dropped for a 2-yard loss on the previous play. They're not doing anything fancy lately anyway. And they will go out of a double-double tight-end formation now, settle it back into that single wing, toss sweep to Casperson, and Gibbons sells out and drops him behind the line of scrimmage again. Another 2-yard loss back to the 14.
Oliver's there along with Ben Wallace for the Buffaloes. Centura's just going the wrong direction. I think he's trying to release that tight end, Aitken, right over the middle for... They're selling out so bad, Doug. You should be able to sneak somebody behind them.
Yeah, this is where you make the decision. Are you going to try and score, or are you just trying to run clock? Well, they're going to spread the field here again out of the shotgun. Hanson's got at least three receivers. He sends a man in motion, rolls that way, throw it back against the screen here into the hands of Jacob Hickok, and he just flat out dropped it. He did the reverse pivot in the backfield, ran that, I would call it a wheel route against the grain that time, and it fell incomplete for Hanson.
Well, it didn't matter. Hanson or Hickok discussed he didn't catch it, but New Year was there. Rodriguez would have brought him down for no gain anyway. They were both right there.
So fourth and goal from the 14-yard line. No field goal kicker. Let's see if Gibbon can...
Oh, yeah, there he is.
See, this is dangerous here, Tony. You're setting yourself up for a potential blocked field goal. I think I would rather go for it here. When you don't kick your extra points anyway, let's find out if they actually kick it. Snap is down. The placement down. Boy, he got a hold of that one, but it is going to be wide to the left, and the kick for Casperson was a lot higher than it was far, and the 31-yard field goal is wide left. So Gibbon will take over first and 10 with 5:52 to go, 22-6, and they should get the ball at the 20 or wherever the ball was spotted. No, I guess not. Should get the ball at the 20, right?
Yeah, went in the end zone.
Yeah. But instead, they're going to mark the ball at the 14-yard line. And Gibbon will take over first and 10. Milch still at the quarterback. Benfeld entered at the end of the quarter. There goes the ambulance again, but I don't think that's for football. And nothing happened off the snap there. They're going to lose yardage. Bad snap.
Well, this is interesting to say the least. Now they're going back to their base formation.
So it'll be second down. The pass is going to be picked off. Interception here on the slant pattern. Nobody really ran the pattern there for Gibbon, and it went right into the hands of Lucas Kine.
Yeah, Kine just said, again, I guess I'll pick it off. You threw it right to me, and he drops their knee, and so Centurion's got the ball back 5.5 minutes to go.
First turnover of the ball game for the Gibbon Buffaloes. And it'll be at the 19-yard line with 5.5 to go.
One of the few finals in tonight, Lawrence Nelson 48, Silver Lake 20. That is now final, 48 to Silver Lake 20. So Lawrence Nelson, as you mentioned, could sneak into the playoffs with that win tonight.
So just quick turnaround here, and Centura will get the ball right back at the 19-yard line with 5.5 to go. And the quarterback, Hansen, is going to turn and hand it off into the hands of Hickok again. And Hickok will barrel forward for a couple of yards on the play. Down to the 17, Kenton on the tackle.
They tried to get Aiken there. I think they're setting up that little pop pass. He was downfield, Doug, that time.
Second down and 8 at the given 17-yard line. Hansen again runs back and forth to get the plays from the sideline from his head coach and father, Greg Hansen. With under 5 minutes to go here in our football game and in the season for these two teams. After going up 22-0, Centura hasn't had a whole lot of success moving the football. And Hansen on an inside handoff to Hickok again. He has stood up at the 16-yard line and pushed backwards, so it'll be third and long.
Yeah, Oliver was the first man there for the Buffaloes. He shed his block and did a good job of just wrapping him up and holding on, and then Quentin Rockefeller comes in and helps finish him off.
No gain on the play. It'll be third down and 8. Ball still remains at the 17-yard line of the Gibbon Buffaloes. And Centura has not elected to take that passing route here. Let's see if they do this time as they line up in the Maryland I, which they started the second half in. Hansen under center. Pitch play, Kasperson right side. Has a little bit of room, 15-yard line, and is going to get down to about the 12, but is going to be short of the first down. And Gibbon is going to call their final timeout here, hoping that they can stop the Centurions on fourth down. It'll be fourth down and about 4 yards to go. 4 minutes to go in the game. Centura 22, Gibbon 6. And we're back after this on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Doug Good to Tony Davis back here. Centura's had a ton of chances here, Tony, and they just haven't been able to do it.
No, you know, they've done nothing. I don't know how much. I know they're trying to score, but everybody for Gibbon is selling out so bad. They're just overmatched number-wise up there, and people have been able to just get in the backfield. There's, you know, nothing really positive happened.
Casper sitting deep in the backfield on 4th and 3. They'll toss it to him on the left side, trying to get to the corner. He does, to the 10, to the 5. He'll be drugged down there. First and goal for the Centurions on a 7-yard gain by Casperson.
Well, and that's just the look of frustration. Coach McLaughlin got his hands on his knees, stooped over. Really thought, let's get a stop here and give ourselves a chance, and now it's really over.
Yep, 3:50 and the clock runs here. And Centura now can officially put it away up 16 out of that Maryland eye. Again, Casperson right up the middle. He's going to be hit, held onto a leg, brought down there, got out to about the 4-yard line, and a late penalty flag comes on. One of the Centura players, as Casperson went to the ground, the guy with the tackle still had his leg. He tried to shove him off, and I think that's where the dead ball penalty is. But did they get the first guy or did they get the second guy? Personal foul on Gibbon. So they got the second guy, not the first guy. And the referee having a word for one of the Gibbon guys as well, saying, hey, we got pushed first, and he's saying, I'll make the calls out here, so that'll make it half the distance to the goal and put it between the 2 and the 3 yard line.
Doesn't make it right, Doug. Just because you say mean things to me, I don't have to say them back to you.
That's right. And they're going to move the ball 2 yards. We'll call it first and goal at the 2. After Kasperson picked up 2 on the first carry there. And now we've got another official's timeout.
Okay. Move the ball over to this house and add 1.4 seconds onto the clock.
22-6 in favor of Centura. They've had the lead throughout this ball game, a scoreless first quarter. They took the lead early in the second quarter and have not looked back. Out of the Maryland eye, Hanson will take it. He will hand it off again to Kasperson off the right side. He's into the end zone. His fourth touchdown of the night. 3 rushing and 1 on the air. And Kasperson makes it 28-6 Centura, their highest point output of the season.
Yeah, it's been Kasperson all night. It was only fitting that he capped this thing off with another score. He's played very, very well tonight.
I've got him for 221 yards rushing tonight. He needed about 280 to get to the 1,000-yard mark. And he's got 221, and they line up to go for the two-point conversion. They tried a 31-yard field goal, Tony. I think you'd use some practice here in a game situation to kick the extra point once you've got it in hand, but it doesn't look like that's what they're going to do.
They're going to take it away a game, though.
Yeah, or a timeout. And did we get the flag or did we get the timeout? We got the flag for the delay of game. So a 5-yard penalty there on the Centurions. And Kasperson, obviously, Tony, the difference tonight. He's been the man that's rolled up the yards, and Gibbon has not been able to get Van Meter going at all. They tried to go through the air. They started successful there, and then that died down as well. As they line up for the 2-point conversion in the Maryland eye, Hanson, he's going to drop back to pass, throw it over the middle, and it is incomplete. Again, trying to go for Aitken, just like they did the last time, but this time, Gibbon had it double covered. 3:27 to go in the ball game. Centura 28, Gibbon 6. You're listening to high school football on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutters football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
3:27 to go in the season here for Gibbon and Centura, and Centura is going to end up with their second win of the year here tonight and end up with Gibbon a 1-7 season. Squib kick here off the touchdown, picked up at the 30-yard line, brought up to the 35 to the 37-yard line, and that's where it'll be first down and 10. Picking up the ball that time was Rockefeller. And with 3:23 to go, Gibbon is out of timeouts. Benfelt got hurt at the end of the third quarter, and they took him to the hospital with an arm shoulder injury. So the quarterback now has been Ryan Milks. He threw the only touchdown pass so far tonight to Luke Schuster for Gibbon. And Gibbon had too many guys on the field. They're going to get away with running a guy out the field later,
yeah.
It looks like, Tony.
That's a good no call.
Yeah. And they will send Van Meter out of the backfield, leave it wide open for Milks. He steps up. He throws it down the field. He's looking for Van Meter, and it's into double coverage, and it's going to be intercepted again by Hanson at the 33-yard line. Back-to-back picks for Michael Hansen.
Doug, I'm going to run down a few scores for you while we have a minute. North Platte went for 2 points and made the two-point conversion. They take a 29-28 lead over Fremont late in that ball game. 27-21 in the fourth, but Southeast is inside the Grand Island 5-yard line. Lincoln Northeast beating Lincoln High 18-7. That's the Class A action we have for you. Adams Central blasting Lexington 48-15. Aurora, a winner tonight over York. Crete, a winner tonight over Seward. Hastings late in the fourth, leading Grand Island Northwest 34-28, and McCook blasting Holdridge.
First pick for Hansen. He had one earlier, but it was wiped out by a penalty. And a delay of game penalty now against Centura. That is the 10th penalty of the second half on the Centurions.
That practice of victory formation here.
Well, there's still 3:16 to go in the ball game. As they're into that double wing, and with so few kids out there on the team, there's not a whole lot of kids to substitute. Added off the right side, somebody lost their helmet. And a late flag, and here come more flags, and you got to hope it doesn't get chippy at this point. And that's exactly what it looks like has happened. Looks like the carry that time again from Hickok.
And it's going to be a 15-yard penalty on Gibbon.
Hickok picked up about 5 yards on the play, but that's immaterial at this point. It is a personal foul.
Aaron Williams' helmet that flew off.
Don't forget, coming up, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll run down the final stats for you and then send it back to the studios. Josh Gilton, Stacy Johns, and the entire crew getting ready for the Five Points Bank Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Gibbon acts like they want a blitz here, and so it's going to be an inside handoff to Hickok again. He gets into Gibbon territory at the 49-yard line, and another late flag here. And Coach McLaughlin wants to know who the problem is on so he can get him out of the football game.
Well, Ben Wallace was down the field with number... Ben Wallace has been ejected from the football game.
I'm not sure it's Benuelos, Tony.
It's Rodriguez. Yeah, Victor Rodriguez, a sophomore.
So just a 2-yard gain by Hickok, but then a ejection, personal foul here. And you don't like to see that, especially with the season ending. There's no need for that. It's been a tough, hard-fought, and pretty competitive ball game the whole time. There's no need to turn into a Michigan State player or a Texas A&M player here.
There you go.
And get some problems. So hopefully that will take care of it. And, yeah, if there was a little less time, I'm sure Coach Hansen would be kneeling the football, but you still got 2:45 to go in the game, and these back-to-back penalties move it all the way down to the 30-yard line. Take the snap, and we've got a new running back in there. It'll be pitched into the hands of Brady Wetzel, who will get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, just very, very simple play calling, and he's just trying to run this clock and run the time off the clock and get out of here right now at this point.
28-6, Centura. All four touchdowns from Austin Kasperson, three on the ground, one through the air tonight. The lone touchdown for Gibbon, a pass from Ryan Milks to Luke Schuster for 20 yards in the second half. Nowhere to go on second down. Again, just trying to hand the ball up the middle. There's nothing there. Also in the football game is going to be number 10, Zach Karsten for Centura.
Brian Zimmer comes in along with Cody Ronfeld for Gibbon Buffaloes. Upset alert in Grand Island. Southeast has just taken the lead late in the ball game, 28-27.
That was a 21-0 lead for Grand Island at one point. Southeast turns it around. Third down and 10 here for Centura. Take the snap with the new quarterback, Brian Fisher. He'll pitch it around the left end. Hansen has actually moved to running back, the starting quarterback, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage again. No gain. It'll bring up fourth down.
Also, Doug, our friend
Michael
Bernie.
Hansen. Did I say Ryan? Michael Hansen.
Our friend Bernie has survived a last-second field goal by the Fremont kicker that went wide right. They win in North Platte. The Bulldogs, 29.
the Tigers of Fremont 28.
3 wins this season for North Platte. 1 minute to go in our ball game. Centura 28 and Gibbons 6 on 4th down and 10. They'll take the handoff, and the quarterback's going to swing to the right side, keep it himself. That's Brian Fisher. He's going to get about 5 yards, but it'll go to Gibbon on down.
Doug Hastings also has just missed a field goal that would have probably put it away. Northwest, 3 minutes left in that one, still trails. Hastings leads 34-28.
Now Gibbon will get about everybody into the ballgame, I think, that hasn't been into the ballgame here, with 46 seconds to go as the season will come to an end. And Centura up 28-6 here, our final moments of this football game. Milk still in at quarterback here. He's going to come up under center as they line up in the I formation. Going to be a toss play that actually bounced off the fullback, and now Van Meter tries to pick it up and make something out of it, but he is going to be thrown down for a big loss on the play coming from the backside. Untouched that time is Aitken, and Cameron will drop him down at around the 15-yard line.
Yeah, it was miscommunication there, and the clock's going to run. Gibbons going to hurry and try and get another play here, but that'll be the end.
18 seconds in counting. Milch takes it. He's going to drop back to pass. He's going to be crushed as he tries to throw it. Just got rid of it as Williams hit him as he let go of the football. Stops the clock with 11 seconds to go. Third down and 22. 28-6. Gibbons going to end the season 1-7. Centura will end the season at 2-6 with the victory here tonight as the Buffaloes come up over the football. And again, not a lot of seniors. These teams happen to play next year. They're going to have a lot of kids familiar with each other. Milks is going to hand it off up the middle this time, and it looks like Van Meter will carry it to, Rockefeller will carry it to end this football season as Rockefeller picks up about 4, and that will end the football game here tonight. The final score, Centura 28 and Gibbon 6. Tony, first half really well played. Even into the third quarter, pretty good, and it just kind of deteriorated as the ball game went down to the final wire here. And it's not because we had bad play in the first three quarters. I don't know what happened in the fourth quarter. The injury maybe changed some things up there of what Gibbon wanted to do, and Centura had the lead. They just wanted to run the ball and get out of here.
Yeah, you know, and then Gibbon gets a touchdown, so they figure now we might still be in this. They're going to throw the ball a little bit, but stop the clock a little bit. So one of those things, it just never, you know, there was no flow in the second half. And then you throw in penalties on every other play. This thing lasts a lot longer. And then one of the coaches said, it is Coach McLaughlin out there talking to the officials still, because they were really after some of the Gibbon Buffaloes players and their behavior late in this game. You know what, it's got to be, it's been a painful season for the Bufflers, no doubt about it. They thought they could win this ball game, and Centura and Casperson took over.
Well, we'll take a break. Be back with the Visco Sports Post Game Show right after this timeout.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to Gibbon. I want to say thanks to Athletic Director Jeff Montgomery and to all the folks here in Buffalo Land for their hospitality as always. It is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Right now, all football and volleyball equipment and apparel, 30% off. either get ready for next year or get ready for the postseason or just get something nice and comfortable to wear at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. 28-6, the final score tonight, as a big night for Austin Kasperson. Tony, he was the highlight film this evening.
Yeah, you know, he had a great game, and I came into the game, got about 200 to 200-some yards out of the 280 that he needed to go for 1,000 yards in the season. And that's one thing about the wing tee. We said, once you break through that initial line, there's so many people packed up there and can bounce the thing outside. He was able to do it twice. We said there'd be big plays. He had both of them in the first half, and that was really the ball game, man. He got to the outside. Nobody could catch him, and he was something. Kasperson's a young player, as many of these kids are, and showing you he's going to be a fine athlete for Centura. Now, hopefully they'll get busy in the weight room, get some other kids developed, because it'll be a long till he starts football again, but hopefully get some kids involved in basketball and some wrestling. I know Danny Carlson was in my brother's class. He took over the wrestling program there at Centura. So hopefully with the kids they've got coming, 8th grade to 7th grade, they can get this thing turned around. And I know coming from Northeast Nebraska, Greg Hansen hopes it will not be that long before they play good football.
Well, let's take a look at the final numbers of the football game. First of all, for the Gibbon Buffaloes, I had Eli Van Meter, 12 carries, 36 yards. Dakota Kenton, 2 carries, 6 yards. Luke Schuster, 1 carry, negative 3. Then we go to the fullback in Banuelos, 1 carry, no yards. Quentin Rockefeller, 2 carries, 4 yards. Brett Benfeld, 10 carries, negative 13 yards. He was sacked 3 times. Ryan Milks, 2 carries, negative 13 yards, 1 sack. There was a team fumble in there for negative 12, so there was a lot of negative. And if I figured it right, 31 rushing attempts, 5 yards on the ground in this ball game for Gibbon. They were much more successful in the air. Benfeld was 9 of 15 with no interceptions, no touchdowns for 109 yards. Milks was 4 of 12 with 2 interceptions and 1 touchdown, 53 yards. So as a football team, 15 completions out of 27 pass attempts, 2 picks in this football game. And we had a total of 162 yards through the air, 5 on the ground, 167 for 10 first downs, 10 penalties for 67 yards, 3 punts in the ball game for an average of 41 yards. The lone score was a 20-yard touchdown pass from Ryan Milks to Luke Schuster. We'll look at the final numbers for Centura on the Misco Sports Post Game Show right after this.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Here's a look at the final numbers I had tonight for Centura, led by Austin Kasperson. I had him for 33 rushing attempts, 221 yards, and 3 touchdowns on the ground. Jacob Hickok, 13 carries, 34 yards. Ryan Hanisick, 6 carries, 30 yards. Brady Wetzel, 2 carries, no yards. Michael Hansen, 3 carries, 2 yards. Ryan Fisher, 1 carry for 5 yards. That's 58 rushing attempts for 292 yards for Centura. Through the air, Hansen was 1 of 4 with an interception in the first half for 9 yards. He was 2 of 5 with a touchdown for 21 yards in the second half. That puts him 3 of 9 with 1 interception and 1 touchdown to the ball game for 30 yards. Add that to the 292 on the ground, 322 yards of total offense for Centura, 17 first downs, had the 1 interception, had 3 punts for an average of 39 yards. They did have 13 penalties for 105 yards, 10 of those coming in the second half of play. And the touchdowns tonight were all Austin Kasperson for Centura, a 39-yarder with 9:37 to go in the second quarter, a 42-yarder to go with 3:01 in the first half, Then he had the 11-yard touchdown pass from Hanson with 6:55 to go in the third quarter and capped it with a 2-yard run with 3:27 to go in the ball game as Centura picks up the win tonight to end their season with a 28-6 victory over the Gibbon Buffaloes. Tony, you come into a game like this, you don't know what you're going to get. I was fairly impressed with what we saw in the first half. We talked about this already. It was almost like what we saw in the fourth quarter is what you would expect to see from 2-1-6 teams. But we didn't see that at the beginning of the ball game, and I think you can see that Gibbon has got a lot of maturing to do with only 3 seniors on the entire roster. Centura's got things pointed in the right way. But if you're going to run that wing T, it's all or nothing with that double wing.
Yeah, it's a big play. You wait, and then boom, you want a big play. You see that a lot, but Casperson's got to continue to develop. These guys, kids got to get bigger. You know what? If they stay that same size, if they're all 160 pounds, it's going to be very difficult for them to win football games the next couple years. They've got to develop in the weight room, got to put the time in to get the thing turned around, and if they do that, hey, Casperson could be a really, really good player.
Casperson's a senior, so he's going to have to be a good player at the next level. So they will find somebody else to give the ball to. Hanasek, also a senior there. So you look at Hickok. He is a sophomore. He's going to be your top returning rusher. They've just still got some development to do, but a good night and a good way to go out for Casperson and a good way for us to go out on the regular season and get ready for the playoffs, Tony. Always an exciting time.
Yeah, it is. Next Thursday, hopefully, we'll have a lot of action on all of our stations, whether we're in Kearney area, whether in the Hastings area, across Central Nebraska. We'll have as many playoff games as we can possibly get you Friday night. We know that Kearney High will have a home game. We'll be there as well.
Yeah, you look over, C1, obviously, Minden's looking good. C2, St. Cecilia, Kearney Catholic is looking good. Ravenna is in the playoffs, moving to the 8-man ranked. Pleasanton's unbeaten. Kennesaw's very good. Overton, Elm Creek. You know, you're going to see a lot of good football down the stretch. SEM, even though they got tripped up last night by Bertrand, who could make some noise in the postseason. So,
no doubt about it, they will make some noise.
Big win for your Bertrand football team last night. Congratulations to Dylan Eckel of Gibbon, second place today at the state cross country meet as he finishes up his career. And congratulations to the Ord Chanticleers, state cross country champions today, to the Kearney Bearcat boys, state cross-country champions today. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the break from the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by this weekend. Get geared up for the Huskers, the Lopers, with your favorite apparel from them. And, of course, all football and volleyball apparel and equipment right now is 30% off. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, and Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda from Gibbon saying thanks again to all the sponsors and to the gang here at Gibbon. The final score, Centura 28 and Gibbon 6. Coming up next on Classic Hits, it's the Friday Night Scoreboard Show brought to you by Five Points Bank.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Holiday parties are easy to plan for when you've got the right connections. Call Aces and Eights in Caro to find how they can turn your company party or small get-together into the celebration it should be. At their place or yours. Learn more online at aceseights.com. See the menu, the gallery, and more. Aces and Eights, from dining in their beautiful 100-year-old restaurant or a catered event for the family or corporation. Aces and Eights in downtown Caro and aceseights.com. Their home cooking is simply aces.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
You're listening to the Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings.